If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! William Hall, take it away, buddy. Talk about a momentum killer right there.
That's common knowledge. The guy's retarded.
That is not very nice.
That is.
I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
And now.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Tuesday, the 22nd of May I See Them?
She has such big boobs.
So I know we're going to want to be talking about heroes coming up, and we got the interview with Adrian Pazdar, who plays Nathan Petrelli on the show, coming up in about a half an hour. But who saw The Bachelor last night? Who was watching The Bachelor?
Hell no.
Well, nobody.
Does no one watch The Bachelor? I was hoping for some backstory on these kids, because I saw it for the first time ever this season last night, and it was awesome.
Why did you watch The Bachelor?
Come on, you know the answer to that. It always involves your wife, yeah. So she's watching The Bachelor.
Let me just clarify. You have legs, right?
I do.
Right. And yes. Other TVs in the house.
All right.
Last night was the night that he was picking between the two chicks who are both desperately in love with him. And I really regret now that I haven't been watching this season, because apparently this guy is this is the officer and a gentleman season.
Right.
So he's an officer in the United States Navy, and he's also a doctor. So I thought, well, this guy's got to have something going on. So last night was the first night I ever saw him, and he's just a doofus. I mean, he's just a geek. Apparently the guy's never had a girlfriend.
What?
And, yes, which is unbelievable to me. Never had a girlfriend, and is so dumb that I just laughed out loud at everything that he said. It was just hysterical. So there's these two chicks, and there's Tessa, who's this kind of sporty little 26-year-old from San Francisco who was pretty cool. And then there's this, like, skanky, like, used-up bitch from Seattle who's on, who just looks like, I don't know, she got hit with something bad in the face at one time in her life. And she is just this super, like, hyper-emotional, like, weepy chick. And he picks the hot Tessa. Now, from what I understand from Donna, and I was hoping one of you guys would confirm this, but apparently he banged the skanky chick last night, and then today's the day. Apparently today's the day he's going to choose the young, sporty, hot one, right?
Well, he's not quite as dumb as you painted him.
Yeah, maybe not.
He's smart.
It that way.
So it gets up to the point where they arrive by limo, and they're all dressed up, and this is their day. I mean, this is the day the girls are going, you know, one of them is going to become engaged to this guy, and the other one's going to go home a big, fat loser, embarrassed on national television. So here he is, if you'll permit me to play just a little bit of tape, here he is breaking the news to Skanky Bitch that he banged last night about how he's choosing the other chick instead. And by the way, she doesn't say a word. I think she just goes into some sort of a coma. I don't know.
You are so beautiful. You know that? I thought so from the first time I saw you when you walked out of that limo.
That's why I'm not picking you.
Right.
Our connection is electric like I've never felt before. You have so much courage and strength.
What?
And so I know how much you've opened up to me, really
night,
put yourself out there.
Your legs.
I know what you said to me the other night, that you loved me.
But it doesn't
matter.
I
want you to know that I love you too.
Okay, now he's the kind of guy, by the way, and you can tell he's dumb just from what you've already heard. You can tell this guy is just barely getting the word out, right? If she doesn't say anything back to him, he doesn't stop. He just keeps going. He's just going to talk and talk and talk, which nothing cracked me up more than watching this woman just stand there and weep and just fall apart.
Oh, she realized while he was saying
just
this?
Just crying her eyes out. And he just continues to talk, continues to pile on how great she is, but not great enough to pick her. Right.
I wish I could show you how much I feel about you.
Well, you could.
I did last night.
It's like the finest line.
Here's my favorite
between
part.
Between somebody I love and somebody I love.
What?
I think he's trying to say that there's two girls here and I love you both, but I just love her more. Yeah. So it's the finest line between somebody I love and somebody that I love is how he puts it.
Well, that's true.
It is. It's been the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my entire life.
Especially last night.
I want you to...
Please stop talking, sir. Please just let her go.
I want you to know that this is not a rejection.
No.
What? How is it not a rejection?
It's not.
But
isn't it the definition?
There's somebody who's touched my heart deeper.
More than you.
And I...
He's still going.
But she's hotter.
Bevan, look at me.
Oh, by the way, her name is Bevan. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
What, Bevan?
The skanky chick is named Bevan.
There's nobody named Bevan.
Oh,
come on.
It's, of course, if you and I had a kid, maybe that would be acceptable, yeah, exactly. To name it Bevan. But come on. All right, we're almost done. She still hasn't said a word, by the way. And this, he just continues to talk. How about the band, by the way? They're there.
Nice.
Oh, dear God.
It's been so hard. And I just want to tell you, been such a privilege
to bang you.
Have
banged you.
The way I feel about you. And
then
you are so beyond amazing and wonderful. I can't even tell you.
However,
you need to know that.
But goodbye. Get the hell out. I want to marry the hottie. Got a ring in my pocket. It's not for you. It is not for you. All right. She's just weeping at this point. I think eventually he lets her go. Does he have anything else?
One more thing. You're perfect in every way.
Say anything at all?
Do you have anything you want to say? She says...
I just want you to know how much I...
All right!
I care about you.
Okay. I know. That's The Bachelor right there. That's
what
the guy.
Why would anyone watch that on purpose? That music,
that cheesy-ass
music.
You know, if I were her, I would walk away going, I don't understand why he didn't pick me. He thinks I'm all these wonderful things. I mean,
yes.
I would find that very distressing. If someone's going to dump you, you want to know why.
Right, but he's not going to tell her on TV.
Yeah, he's so overboard with how wonderful she is.
Wouldn't you, though, if you were on that show, and not that you would ever go on that show.
Ever.
Because really, you have to have no self-respect whatsoever. But wouldn't you look at him and go, okay, then pick me?
Yeah.
Or turn and walk away, something.
And why'd you do me?
Well, yeah, that's a given right there. I mean, there's no question there.
So freaking wonderful.
No answer there.
Things must not have gone well there.
Yeah.
But would it make you feel better? And I was somewhat curious about this, Lisa. Let's say you're the skanky hoe.
Yeah.
And that's not far from the truth. But let's say the bachelor's there talking to you. If he would have said... Look, you're terrific, but not everybody's right for everybody, and I just have a better connection with this other woman, and I hope you'll understand. I mean, wouldn't that have been a more respectful, responsible
thing
to do?
Absolutely.
Because you can't argue with that if he's got a better... Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
if he's going on about their electric connection, then what? What more can I do?
He just doesn't want anyone to think bad of him.
Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at me, please. Yeah. Don't be mad at me. I know I slept with you last night, but don't be mad at me.
He's pathetic.
Yeah.
And on these shows, and I haven't watched The Bachelor. I haven't watched The Bachelor much, but on these shows, I wonder how much is I want to get this really dumb, bland guy, and how much is just I want to beat out all these other women that are in competition so that I can win. I wonder how much is going on.
95% I want to beat out all the other women.
That's what I was going to say, too. It's all the competition.
It's 95% I want to beat out other women, and 5% I really want to be on TV at all costs. And 0% I care about this guy.
She's going to dump him in a week if she hasn't already.
Well, she's definitely too hot for him. Oh. I mean, she seemed like she was all right.
Wait, now it's all coming clear to me. He was just lining up some action for after the girl he picks dumps him. He's going to go back to the other girl.
Well, maybe
probably so.
Like, once again, maybe not so dumb.
Remember all those great things I said about you a week ago before I got dumped? Oh, I still believe them. You're still hot. You're something.
I don't know how many Bachelor shows there have been, but I think only one couple is still together, and that's that Ryan and Trista one that made it into a cottage industry. They got all those TV spinoffs and everything.
Yep.
But I think all the rest of them have not. It has not worked out remarkably. Because you meet on a game show, you think that's forever.
Well, certainly, if you're looking for a spouse, if you're looking for a lifelong companion, a game show is where you want to meet them.
Yeah.
You need to do it in 12 weeks where you only have 3 dates together.
Right.
And then choose based
and
on
you're
that.
You're competing with a bunch of other, you know, chicks.
I was just so happy to see that last night. I just thought that was outstanding television. And it got I edited that down. He said all of that consecutively without her saying a word, but I edited out even longer pauses of just them standing there and her crying and him looking at her like a stupid puppy. But I was wishing for National Bingo Night at some point during that speech. It was just like, man, it can't get any worse than this.
Well, see, that's what you get for watching The Bachelor, dude.
I know.
That's what you get.
I feel your scorn and I accept it.
Here's my problem. I got up this morning not quite in time to finish Heroes.
Not quite in time. Because I watched it this morning, too.
Yeah. And it got
far into it did you see?
It got to be like 8 minutes after, 9 minutes after five, and then I was like, 10 minutes? That's my limit. If I don't leave right now, I'm going to be late.
Oh, we're going to spoil it for you.
I know.
Where were you in the show? At what scene did you turn it off?
Peter was facing Sylar.
Oh, jeez. In the street, in the deserted street in New York?
Yes.
Because there are lots of those, by the way, streets with not a soul on them.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
It was in the painting, right, where they were kind of facing each other?
Right, right.
Had to turn it off.
That's the last thing you saw.
Was anybody else there at that moment?
No, it was just those two, I think, facing each other. How much did I miss?
Quite a bit.
Well,
I mean, you missed everybody else coming and what happens there and then what happens afterwards.
But
what about the last 3 minutes?
Happened.
Not a lot of time. Everything happens.
Right.
Yes. That's honked up.
The last 3 minutes is the beginning of next year's.
You were just so weird.
Didn't see that.
It's crazy weird.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Here's a quick spoiler alert. If you don't want to know this one sentence I'm going to say, then please turn off your radio. If you haven't seen Heroes last night, you don't want to know. I will give you that spoiler. But Kevin, the show ends this year and starts next year, apparently in the year 1671.
What?
What? Do I have that right? Is that the right?
Yes.
Does that sound right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
That's where next season begins?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Didn't see that coming.
No. That's... What?
Yes, I know.
Wow, I missed a lot.
We can say no more.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
The Bravery is coming in studio. They've got a new CD out today. They're going to be performing acoustic
Very
in our
cool.
studios. Looking forward to that. They were great at the Weenie Roasty Fiesta, and we're excited to have them this morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of new CDs out today, Ozzy Osbourne is coming in with Sharon. Psycho Mike's longtime dream date, Ozzy. And he's going to be in the studio with Sharon talking about that and talking about Ozfest and a whole bunch of different stuff.
I think it's so cool they're going to be here.
I'm going to believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I hear
you. Me too. They had a big night last night. I think there was a midnight on sale in store, so he may be pretty tired. Although I did watch Ozzy on the Jimmy Kimmel show last night, and Ozzy has now been sober for more than 2 years, does not drink at all.
That's great.
I still couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, at some point, you're just burned.
Right. Yeah, whole damage is still there.
Yeah. Also on today's show, we have best pickup lines.
Best worst.
It's hard for us to even imagine that any of these pickup lines work or even are attempted.
Yeah.
You walk up to a woman and say these things, you're an idiot. And yet, supposedly the best ones.
Sometimes they make a girl laugh because they're so stupid.
So bad.
Sometimes.
But you have to be able to tell that the guy is doing it to be funny rather than doing it seriously, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's the King of Mexico tactic.
Yeah. Which, by the way, works every once in a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I can't deny it works every once in a while, but percentage is not high.
Not high, no.
and she's really drunk.
I'm not sure that's not who's delivering it instead of what he's delivering.
Right.
I will say he's got gusto. I mean, he stands behind what he says. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, he drinks first, and then he's got gusto.
And then he's brave. Yeah.
But there are some guys who say that it can be the dumbest pickup line in the world. I mean, it can be as simple as, hey, let's go have sex. And if you're willing to face a lot of rejection, if you're willing to say it to 100 women in a row before one says right, well, you still end up getting laid.
And if you're really good looking, that helps.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
of course.
You can say pretty much anything to me.
There is that.
I'm like, okay.
Bean mentioned that we talked to Adrian Pazdar yesterday about last night's season finale of Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an interesting email about him that I also didn't get to see on the show.
Did you?
Yeah. Michael Jackson, Ralph did the story yesterday about the auction items that he's going to rescue. He gets 20 items that he gets to pick out of the auction of his crap.
Yeah.
That's a weird arrangement to make.
It is. It's really bizarre. Okay, you can have 20. How about 21? Nope.
Because what if there's more than 20 items that would send him to jail if somebody got a hold of him? That's what I'm wondering about.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We're gonna find out today. Plus, Stitch and Pitch is back.
Yes.
Dodger Stadium. Woo!
Hey, the way the Dodgers have been playing this week, they ought to put in the chicks who come to the stadium to knit. They ought to put them in instead of the players.
Yeah.
Can't do any worse.
Yeah. Have a knitting night at Dodger Stadium. Why? And Mark Burnett is going to be on the show today talking about his new show, On the Lot. So that's all coming up this morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. That's next.
Adam Rogers from Paramount, Roland Becerra from Linwood. Just won tickets for K-Rock Night at Magic Mountain Thursday night, closing the park. Just keeping it open for K-Rock fans only. We got this for you all week long and all morning long on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
How about your heroes?
Oh, so good last night.
You gotta get to
so good.
See it all the way through.
No, it's a good time to stop. Watch the whole episode, and then right when it gets to the climax, I would just turn it off.
Climax of the season, but I would have been late.
No, absolutely.
But since when does that really, really bother you? Like, why couldn't you have just called in from the car? We would have understood.
I know you draw that line where you'll never be late at work.
That is
you have that cardinal rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been so late. There would have been no option there.
I think it would have been an acceptable excuse absence. I really do. If you'd have said, guys, I had to watch the last 10 minutes of Heroes, we would have said, okay.
Oh, we say, oh, we get it. Okay.
Damn. Can I go back now?
No.
I think
not unless you're Hero. Can't go back in time, no.
1671, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
5:54, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph.
Lindsay Lohan is partying with her new boyfriend, Colin Best, and according to the New York Post, the two are quite the party combo.
Yes.
Last Thursday night, she was seen hitting a few Manhattan watering holes for a good time, and according to some eyewitnesses, even guzzling vodka from the bottle.
That's hardcore.
And just think, a little over a month, she'll be able to have her first legal drink. Isn't that great?
That is good news.
Yeah, I hope she celebrates. So let's see, you go to rehab and you come out and you're drinking vodka at a club from the bottle.
Yeah.
Successful rehab?
I think that they suggest that, yes.
Is that the part of the process?
Do a lot of girls drink straight vodka? Isn't that something that you kind of mix with something if you're a girl to kind of fruit it up a little bit or something?
Not if you're a good girl.
Yeah.
Not if you're a pro.
Like you don't fruit it up like if you're a good girl.
Speaking of performers with substance abuse problems, TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news site of record, tells us that Tom Sizemore now has officially been charged with 5 felonies and one misdemeanor from his drug bust earlier this month.
5 felonies?
Sizemore, who's been, you know, in and out of trouble with the law for some time now, was arrested earlier this month when cops in Bakersfield bagged him outside the Four Point Sheraton and accused him of doing crystal meth. Look, anybody who's at the Four Point Sheraton in Bakersfield is doing crystal meth. That's an easy bust for cops. Just pull him to the driveway. Just sit there. Whoever comes out the door, slap the cuffs on him. Because you're going to find some crank. That's all I'm saying. And this is awesome. Yesterday, a court awarded custody of his 2 children to David Hasselhoff.
What? Because why?
Because his ex-wife is so honked up, it was actually the preferable of the 2 choices.
Are you kidding? God. Don't they have the choice of neither?
No.
Well, probably not.
I guess they really, really don't in most custody cases.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
The judge watched that and said, you're good enough. Take the kid.
Well, she's so rough. Apparently, that is really the preferable of the 2 choices.
Wow.
She has refused to take drug testing. She is all kinds of honked up. And given the evidence in the case, the judge was like, I guess you.
Wow.
It pains me to say. Here's the best part. Hasselhoff has agreed to alcohol testing during the next 2 weeks of temporary custody. So, you know, he'll be sober because he's going to be tested.
Sure.
That has to kill his soon-to-be ex-wife. What's her name? Is it Pamela? Is that right?
Maybe.
Because she's trying to bury him. I mean, I've never seen a woman angrier during her divorce than this woman. She wants to kill him, basically.
Yeah.
So that's not working in her favor.
But what to say about her when David Hasselhoff is the preferred choice to raise 2 teenage girls?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. There's another custody hearing in 2 weeks, so maybe the judge will come to his senses and give the kids to Angelina Jolie, the way it should be. Tonight, American Idol. It's down to 2. The latest odds have been released by PattyPower.com, which is one of those on-site gambling websites. Jordan Sparks is going off at 2-9.
Wow, that's a way favorite, right?
Yeah.
She no-neck?
No.
No-neck's gone. No-neck's gone.
Oh, no-neck's gone.
This is the 17-year-old with a huge voice. And Blake Lewis. He's going off at 11-4, so looks like the obvious safe money's on Jordan Sparks, but we'll see. But all I care about tonight is to see Paula Abdul's broken nose.
What are you talking about?
You didn't hear about over the weekend?
No.
Over the weekend, she tripped over her chihuahua, Tulip, fell, and broke her nose.
Or so she said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to step over my dog.
She's never been drunk, Ralph.
No, I know.
Never. Not
Look,
once.
Chihuahuas do get under feet, right, Psycho Mike? I mean, you're our local chihuahua expert.
All the time, but
him. You just step on
him.
You don't step over.
Not to the point that you break your nose.
Yeah, well, she just pulled a dibble and went straight down and smacked her nose.
Hmm. I will say this, though. I don't wear high heels, so maybe that played a role.
Not all the time.
Since when?
I've kind of tripped over my dogs before, but...
But you catch yourself.
You know, yeah, and you know they're there.
Don't you put your hands out in front of you?
Yeah, unless you're kind of... Not all there.
But I have
How
to ask,
dare you?
I have to ask again, guys, if you've got a chihuahua, can't you use a fly swatter? Won't that take care of that?
Oh, Bean.
Look, you just step down. Whatever with the chihuahua.
Then you don't have a chihuahua anymore.
But they're so easy to get. You get them like at one of those. You go to the supermarket, you put a quarter in one of those gumball machines.
That's true.
That they come out in the little plastic bubbles. You can pick yourself up another chihuahua.
Yep.
Seriously.
You don't want to get one on the bottom of your shoe, though. You know, that's the problem.
I got one in a box of Honey Smacks the other day.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Chihuahua?
Yeah. Look, if it's between me busting my nose and just going out and getting another chihuahua, come on.
There's a chihuahua hive on the roof of my house. And there's
Is
just
that right?
there's like 100 of them just still zipping around. Yeah,
it's not like it's a real dog.
Hey,
you know what I'm
saying?
That's
right.
The point.
We do
right.
We get the joke.
Oh, Mike's drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah.
You will not make fun of chihuahuas.
I mean,
stay with me, ladies.
Seriously, Mike, to the casual observer, is there any difference between a chihuahua and a mouse? I mean, is there any real difference? Look at them.
Really, a rat is a better comparison.
Well, rats are bigger, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Chihuahuas are more fun to watch hit the trap. That's for sure. You put some begging bits on the end of a mouse trap, and
right?
you just watch that neck snap. That's good times. You know what I'm saying? Get some snossages and just hook them up on one of those little traps.
My grandfather, God rest him, used to use chihuahuas when he fished.
Bait?
He used them as lure. Yeah,
sure. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Music news. You know, Billy Corgan wanted to release the Smashing Pumpkins comeback CD on 7707, but that's not going
to
happen.
To make it lucky, is that why?
I guess so. Because July 7th is a Saturday.
Oh.
Reprise Records said, that's not when we like to release CDs, Billy. How about changing that?
They only do them on Tuesdays, right?
That's it. It's going to be released on the 10th, because as Kevin mentioned, they do like to drop the CDs on Tuesdays.
Why is that? Is that... So
I don't know.
Count for the week?
I'm guessing Bean knows.
Yeah.
Let's wait. I'm here.
Well, yeah, Kevin, you're absolutely right. It's because they want to be able to have a count that's the stuff's in the stores the same amount all over the country, so they know what stuff sells.
And compare to others.
And plus, they got,
I didn't get a word of that. I didn't understand a word of that.
Well, everything else comes out on Tuesday, so then they have a week of sales. And if you come out on Saturday, you have way, 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 way less than everybody else in the charts.
Right. And they have delivery schedules, too, for when trucks, you know, go to the stores and stuff like that. Now, occasionally, if something is leaked on the internet, this happens with rap albums all the time, they'll end up screwing it up in the week and delivering it to a store on a Friday because it already is all over the internet or something like that. But I don't imagine that's going to be the case with the Pumpkins.
After a new Pumpkin CD drops a week later, we're finally going to get the Greatest Hits CD from Garbage, which I've been waiting for some time. It's called Absolute Garbage. It'll be in stores on July 17th. The CD will include one new song called Tell Me Where It Hurts. And the group recently shot a video for that tune, which you'll be seeing shortly, so you can check that out. I miss her.
A great performer.
She is a great performer. Yes, Bean?
Not a thing.
No, okay. Today, I heard the big
I heard the breath, too. I thought I heard
Sorry.
The
something
I
wanted.
I was just sighing, maybe.
No, I see. Today's celebrity birthday is Naomi Campbell, supermodel, phone thrower.
Yeah, she's
37 years
news.
Old today. And under penalty of death, I'm happy to announce the birthday of singer Morrissey.
Yeah.
Yes, Morrissey celebrates his 48th birthday today. Yeah! I started getting emails, you better mention Morrissey's birthday, I think January of this year. They said, you better mention his birthday. May 22nd is Morrissey's birthday. You better mention it. I will... Cry!
It's not one you want to miss right
no.
there.
So happy birthday to Morrissey, and there you go, Morrissey fans.
Just birthday. I don't know if it's happy. It's
that's
birthday.
True. He is well wished. I wished the crap out of that birthday. Now you can all go back to bed. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So they're standing there eye to eye.
Yeah.
And I got to leave. So
Kirby
I,
Plaza, man. Kirby Plaza.
So I turn it off and leave.
You're pathetic.
And you are. So one time you guys would have forgiven me and I didn't.
Weak. Well, it's heroes, God's for God's sake. Sakes. It's the Kevin DeBeach Show at K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. We're talking about last night's season finale of Heroes. Ralph now is going to be, well, frankly, he's going to be despondent because it's not coming back until the fall. But what'd you think, Ralph? I know you had high expectations for the finale. Are you pleased with it?
Yeah, it was everything I hoped it would be. It was the coming together of all these characters we've seen all season long, and it was redemption for some people. It was fulfillment of potential and destiny for others. It was all those grand sweeping sort of storylines that the show has been promising the whole time. Really loved it.
1671, I didn't see coming.
Nope.
Neither did Hero, man.
I still don't know what you're talking about. I watched it all the way through till about 5, 6, 7 minutes at the end, and then I
what's wrong yeah.
oh,
with
nothing
you?
Nothing happens,
had
Ben.
To turn it off.
And I was thinking, he told us in this interview that we're about to play the last 3 minutes, or the first 3 minutes of next season.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah. Next couldn't season already
love
looks
that
hunked
they do
up.
That. It's so interesting that way.
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, we talked to actor Adrian Pasdar, who plays Nathan Petrelli on the show Heroes. And, of course, when we spoke with him yesterday, it was before we'd seen this finale, but it didn't matter because he wasn't going to tell us anything anyway. He wasn't allowed to tell us anything that was going to happen last night. He must have been biting his tongue knowing what happened and not be able to say anything. But I think it was still interesting, and if you're a Heroes fan, you'll enjoy hearing what it's like working on the show Heroes. Here's actor Adrian Pasdar.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for holding on for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
The season finale, Adrian.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of frustrating. They tell you got to go out and promote the show, and you can't say anything about it.
I can imagine. Well, Heroes, that kind of show. It's one of the shows where there are so many twists and turns each and every week that it's got to be hard to talk about because you can't really talk about the plot because it gives too much away, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm contractually bound. On the front of every script, there's a little slug that says we're only as strong as the secrets we keep. That reminds us every week that if we want to have a job next week, we don't talk about it.
Well, you know, Adrian, one thing that the show has done all season long, which is never ceases to impress me, is how well you move the storyline along, given the number of characters you're working with and the type of show that it is. Is that a concerted effort by the writers there in the show to make sure that you're still bringing new information every episode?
Absolutely. I mean, I think these guys are writing like their life depended on it, and I hope they can keep it up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Every episode that we get, it's as exciting to read the scripts as it is to watch the shows. I mean, they're real page-turners, you know. It's like you just can't wait to get through it. But the introduction of new characters is something that they're going to get used to because I think with Origins, the show that they want to spin off of it next year, it's going to be, you know, they're going to have six new characters that are going to be voted on at the end who gets to join the regular cast. So it's going to be like a kind of weird combination of, you know, original programming, reality TV, and voting.
They all live in a house together? And I'm confused.
I don't know what the concept is. I just know that there are going to be six new episodes with six new characters, and at the end, one of them will join our cast.
As an actor, do you flip to the end of the script each week to make sure you're not killed off? Because you lose characters on a regular basis over there.
No, I know. I thought I was signing on to be on Heroes. It turns out I'm on Survivor. we don't flip ahead. I mean, you get a pretty good idea that you're going to be all right. And by the time you get the script, you would know if you're going to be dead or not. They're kind enough over there to give you a little heads up.
Tiny heads up. We have a clip of you. I guess Mr. Linderman's talking to you, Nathan Petrelli, about what's going to happen in New York City.
Be ready, Nathan. Today you will become a congressman. In time, you will lead the country.
As long as I let this city become a nuclear wasteland. And let my brother explode.
Yeah, but you can't stop that. No one can. But it's what comes next. I mean, that is entirely up to us.
Yes.
But now that Linderman's had a head full of fist, I guess I guess your future's your own now, isn't it?
Yeah, tonight, man, I wish I could say what happens. It's
like
a mind-blowing finale, and I just I'm so impressed with it, the way they put it together. I just saw it the other day for the first time.
It's so funny that they send you out to promote something, but you can't say anything.
I know. It's funny. Last year, we were talking to anybody who'd listen, and, you know, trying to promote the show, and this year, everybody wants to talk to us, and they've told us not to say anything.
Well, can you just affirm for me that now that your smoking hot wife, Rena Sofer, has full use of her legs again, that you'll take full advantage of that in tonight's episode?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to hear? Yeah, absolutely.
We want to hear absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. How long is the break going to be?
We come back filming June 28th. When they're going to put the show on the air again really depends on the writer's strike, I think.
Oh, that's right. That's looming, isn't it?
Another writer's strike.
You know, the unions are trying to, I mean, the corporations are trying to break the unions. And, yeah. You know, it's amazing across America. But, I mean, I SAG is the third largest union in America.
Wow.
You know, behind the UAW and AFL-CIO, I mean, it's like the huge union, so they have some major issues to resolve. Anyway, I don't know when we're going to be back on the air. It depends on that.
Even without that, a lot of shows are, you know, like 24, for example, waited until the January to come back this past year.
Well, they're not going to take a break next year, I'll tell you that. They're going to run right through. They're going to run. There's going to be no hiatus next year. They're going to do 30 episodes, and they're not going to take 7 weeks off like they did this year.
Fantastic.
Wow. Wow, that's a great. Heavy workload for you guys. It must be 18-hour days over there on
Heroes
for you guys.
Yeah, 15-hour days generally. I mean, from the time you wake up, the time you go to bed, it's 17 hours. I mean, it's hard to do. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding at the end.
I'm curious, you know, you're sort of a serious actor. You know, you've done a lot of good work. When you first got the script for Heroes and you heard the premise that regular people start to acquire these sort of superpowers, were you at all dubious about taking the job, thinking it might be not treated with the seriousness that the show is?
No, man. When I got the script and heard about it, it was just a chance to fly. I mean, a chance to do stuff that I always dreamed about doing as a kid. You know, I was in, man. I was on board. I signed up. Where do I show up to work? That's all I wanted to know.
We're talking to Adrian Pasdar, who's of course Nathan Petrelli on Heroes. If there is a massive writer's strike, will you go on National Bingo Night? Instead. Hadn't thought about it. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Excellent. We'll
last question before I let you go, Adrian. I'm from Philadelphia. I know you were raised in the Philly area.
Yeah.
Eagles fan?
Absolutely.
Oh, God bless you.
unfortunately, my heart has been stomped on by more cleats, more Eagles cleats than I can care to admit.
Tell me about it.
The last 20 years, but yeah.
I hear you, brother.
Adrian, are you like Ralph where Sunday, it depends on Sunday's game, what he's going to be like on Monday. He comes into work on Monday, we're like, please let the Eagles win. Please let the Eagles win. Please let the
Affects my mood for the whole
absolutely.
Week.
I've got, there's a really good contingent of Eagles fans out here in Los Angeles. And everywhere I go, there's a hardcore, diehard Eagles fans. And they're all kind of like, they look at you with that apologetic look, and I'm sorry, I'm just an Eagles fan.
What can I do?
So, yeah, Monday is definitely decided by Sunday's outcome.
All right.
Yeah. I would say it's a birth defect. If you're born in that part of the world, you can't help yourself.
You can't help it.
You're
that's
screwed.
Right.
All right. It's been a fantastic season, Adrian, and we're looking forward to next year.
Hey, thanks for the support, guys. Really
you bet.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Adrian.
First, let's talk about Michael Jackson, shall we? This story is really bizarre, but apparently somebody is auctioning off, I guess, at like 1,000 items from the Jackson family.
Wow.
That they had in some kind of a storage unit. And I don't know how they got, possession of this stuff. But they're talking about $50 million they're expecting from this
stuff.
Are
you kidding?
That's what they're saying. I don't know.
I'm going to buy LaToya. I think LaToya is being auctioned off today.
There's the Platinum Award for the single Rock With You, his gold record for the Thriller album.
Oh, my God.
And some kind of a storage space that somebody else got. And a 1987 contract for the purchase of Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch.
Maybe it's like with Paris Hilton, where it was something that he put a bunch of, to him, junk or stuff he didn't want hanging around the house in storage, then forgot about it or didn't pay the bill or something like that. And it just went to auction. Someone bought it. I mean, that happens all the time. Usually not with stars, but it does happen.
Not with the biggest selling album of all time, just about. I mean,
And normally someone of Michael Jackson's status could buy this stuff back, but he's broke. So he can't really make much of a deal.
Auction. Let's say good morning to Michael. Good morning, Michael Jackson. How are you?
Get out!
Is that good?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Can you answer the first question before we discuss some of the items in the storage closet, which is how did this guy get your stuff to sell? It seems like that's an oversight or a mistake on your part.
Well, I put some items into storage.
Right.
And then I put the claim ticket in my pants.
Right.
And I sent the pants to the cleaners, and I forgot to pick them up. And apparently, he got into my pants.
I don't like the sound of that at all. So, do you care about any of this stuff? I mean, are you the kind of guy who would like to have your gold record from Thriller and hang on to that as a memory?
Of course I would. Of course I would like to have those things. And I find it an invasion of my privacy that my items are going to be sold off.
There were some more items that Ralph mentioned yesterday in the Showbiz report, and that is skin bleach.
How dare you?
Sex toys.
Mm.
You are very, 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 very...
And?
Devilish.
The painting of a small child signed by you.
That is all lies. That is all garbage.
That's not true.
That stuff's not there?
Lying. You're a lying garbage liar teller. Garbage man.
Yeah. Right, but the guy has the stuff. I mean, he has a sketch that you made of a young boy that you signed in your own handwriting.
First of all, I can't write my name.
That's true.
Ridiculous.
That's a good point.
But I would like some items back that do have personal value to me.
Yeah, that brings us to the next point. We also heard that you settled with this guy, that you pay him a certain amount, I guess, and then you can stop by and pick up, I guess, 20 items and kind of, you know, save them from auction, and then he'll auction everything else off.
Yes, there's some things that have very significant emotional value for me that I would like to get before the auction.
Like what?
And I'm allowed to get 20 of those items.
What are some of the 20 items? This is the strangest deal I've ever heard.
Me too.
I've never heard of anything like this before.
Well, the handwritten lyrics for ABC,
okay,
which was really the Jackson 5, their first big hit.
Okay.
So I'd like to have that.
Okay, that's one.
I'd like to get my blow-up Webster doll back.
Well,
I'd like that.
Okay.
It seems like you could just get the real Webster if you wanted him, but all right, we can go with the blow-up doll.
I'd like some of my costume items, my black silk jacket that has the gold sequin epaulettes.
Right.
I'd like my video of Young and Unconscious, Volume 12.
Oh, that's a bad, that's a bad series.
That's my favorite.
Come on.
It's Young and Unconscious, Michael. That's the series?
Volume 12 is the best one.
That's an ugly series.
I'd like my gold record for the Thriller album.
Sure, that makes sense.
And I'd like my collection of Jesus Juice sippy cups.
You don't want those to get out?
No, they come in handy.
Still have a use for those.
Yes.
Bet they do.
And I would like my fishing rod and my stuffed animal bait.
Oh, dear God.
Next time I go by grade school.
Oh, Michael.
They put up some fight, those kids.
Michael. Come on.
I have to reel them in. Club them on the head. Throw them in the back of the head.
That is, despite all the laughing, Michael, don't misunderstand. That is not funny.
That's not funny.
It's not.
Well,
serious business.
I guess.
I'm not freaking kidding.
I hope you get those items.
I need some goddamn young kids.
I think we
like
get it.
Now. I'm dying here.
All right. Just hang up the phone.
I got some blue bleached balls.
I don't think any band was more on this past Saturday. No band was just firing on all cylinders in the Killers. I mean, they were awesome at the Weenie Roast.
Really? Because I wonder where they were playing. Because I was at the Weenie Roast, so I didn't have the opportunity to see wherever the Killers were that day.
Oh, that's right. They canceled. Sorry.
Yeah, they didn't make it. But thanks again to the boys in Incubus for filling in at the Weenie Roast. By the way, later on, I don't know if we're going to have time. We got to talk about Lightning Look At Me Tell Us. We got to talk about that. Got to talk about him and his big, giant, lime green three-piece suit.
I totally forgot about that. We do need that time. Yeah.
6:40 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin, I think we're losing this one. We talked to the Dodgers PR people last year about Stitch and Pitch, and we tried to get them to stop it. You remember we had them on? We said, don't do the thing where people knit at the baseball game. It's embarrassing for everybody involved. I think we're losing because not only is it back, but apparently now there are 23 Major League Baseball teams that are doing Stitch and Pitch nights. Apparently, Kevin, it's a big hit despite us. There's nothing we can do about it. So let's find out what's happening out at the park tonight from your Los Angeles Dodgers. In first place, by the way, PR director Josh Rowitz. Hey, Josh, how are you, man?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Well, we're okay.
You're back with the goddamn Stitch and Pitch? What's up?
I couldn't stay away from your guys' abuse. I needed another few minutes of it.
Stitch and Pitch brings together two American traditions, baseball and the needle arts. You can knit, you can crochet, you can embroider, you can cross-stitch, or you can needlepoint, all while watching a baseball game.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's only $12 to come out tonight and hang out with a bunch of people doing just that.
But can't people knit on their couch while they're watching the baseball game on TV? Why do they have to come to the ballpark to do it?
Well, they don't have to come to the ballpark, but it's a heck of a lot more fun if you're actually sitting there and the game's going on in front of you. You got people around you. Everybody's having a good time.
Josh, don't you have to run some of these promotional ideas by the professional athletes that are there for people to watch them play? Don't you have to say to them, hey, guys, no offense intended, but we're going to invite people to come and knit while you're out there trying to get a hit?
Well, they don't run their bright ideas by us, so I don't know why we should run ours by them.
Because of this, because of Stitch and Pitch, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you've proved you can't handle the responsibility of coming up with nights at the ballpark. That's why, Josh. Because yeah, you've proved that we need to take it away from you.
What was that?
Tell me about last year's Stitch and Pitch for the Dodgers. Huge success?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what you deem a huge success, but we obviously didn't really know how it was going to be received, and we had more than 500 people come last year, and we're almost double that this year, so it clearly hits a segment of L.A. that a lot of people are interested in, and may not necessarily be you guys, but there's a lot of people that actually find this quite fun.
It's called the TNNA. It's an organization of companies, shops, and designers that support the world of knit, crochet, needlepoint, counted thread, and embroidery. They're the ones that put this on. There's a website for them, and they're going around and convincing baseball teams that this is a good idea. And I'd just like to say this quickly, Josh. It's no secret I'm not a big baseball fan.
Yeah.
I love the NBA. I love the NHL. You knit or crochet at one of those games, and you get beat down, and rightfully so. Because you know why? There's stuff out there to watch. That's why.
Yeah, but it's the difference in the sports, and I think it's probably whether it's knitting or whatever you're doing at the ballpark. It's obviously the pace of the game is different, and it doesn't appeal to everybody. But there's something about coming to the ballpark and just hanging out with your family, where the action isn't nonstop. You're able to have a conversation, and you're able to kind of just enjoy, you know, a night at the yard.
But if you're able to knit, I mean, is there anything going on? No, you're watching. Funny. You're at a sporting event, and you're knitting. There's got to be more to be paying attention to than your little needles.
Yeah, well, there'll be probably about 40,000 people out there tonight, and only about 1,000 of them will be knitting. The rest of them will be
okay. Good.
Focused intently on the game.
I'm glad to hear that. At least it's that small of a group. I'm glad.
Let me throw this out to Josh. And if just joining us, Josh is the PR director for the Los Angeles Dodgers, talking about Stitch and Pitch tonight out at the park. The Dodgers are playing the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Let's all put our thinking caps on and see if there's any other kind of promotion we could do with the Brewers instead that might be more fun for everybody. What comes to mind?
Brew? Nothing.
We'll
just
work on that. We'll see if we can think of something a little more relevant.
Just embroidery. That's it. That's all that's coming to my mind.
Yep.
Now, what about the other 80 games in the regular season a year at Dodger Stadium? Are fans allowed to bring knitting needles into the park, or is it just tonight only?
It's just tonight only, actually, where you actually get them when you come. The $12 ticket actually comes with a tote bag and yarn and needles and patterns. And
I didn't realize that.
It's all on other nights, they might be construed as weapons, but on a night like tonight, it's a whole different story.
And like every other inning, Juan Pierre has to do some embroidery, right, while he's in the field.
I don't think we'll make him do it.
That's not how it works? Okay.
Hey, Josh, are you coming tonight?
Absolutely. I don't miss a home game.
Are you going to stitch?
No, unfortunately, I will be attending to other media members like yourself.
Wow. I was hoping you could make me some booties or something.
Actually sits through every game, and she is allowed to bring her Nancy B. Heffley has been making sweaters and other great things during the game for about 15, 20 years. So.
Hey, wow. We've met Nancy. She's a hot piece of ass, man. You're doing all right with her.
Jeez.
Sorry,
Josh. Let me give out the info again. The second annual Stitch Pitch Dodger Night, which should be ignored at all costs, is tonight at Dodger Stadium, Dodgers versus Brewers. Here's the number. Call 323-224-1520. You don't get these particular special tickets through Ticketmaster. That's how you want to do it, or Stitch and Pitch.com is where it is.
Josh, you have some huge, huge Dodger fans here at the station.
Good.
Monster
Dodger. We're glad to hear that.
And we'd just like to say, stop what you're doing. No more Stitch and Pitch.
All right. We'll talk to you again next year.
All right. Bye.
I'm
now.
Sure we will. Thank you. Right now, 6:53. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
The angry emails and phone calls are pouring in.
Now what?
And I accept your scorn, America.
It's not Morrissey's birthday?
I've heard you loud and clear, and I am prepared to make amends.
Okay.
As soon as I can get Psycho Mike's attention and have him play a little piece of audio that was recently sent in. There we go.
I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said Yoda.
Sure.
Y-O-D-A Yoda.
Forgot about that.
Yo, 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 Yoda.
Yes. Talk like a Yoda day it is.
Today's the day, huh?
Mm. Yes, it is.
And you forgot for an hour.
Today is Talk Like Yoda day.
I love
Talk
Weird
Like
Al
Yoda, we all must.
Mm? Right, and I'm always happy to hear from Weird Al, but I wish he had not reminded us of this.
Mm? Talk like Yoda, you are not.
No, we're not.
Talk like Yoda, you must.
Right, but we're not going to, though.
Talk like Yoda, please.
We were hoping for some showbiz.
Right. News. I can't talk like Yoda. Story. Yoda,
must talk like Yoda, mother ever.
Do it, I cannot. I'm sorry.
It's Talk Like Yoda Day.
Yeah. I can't talk. I'm waiting for Talk Like Bob Dylan Day. That's the one I'm saving myself for.
People. No sense of tradition.
What tradition?
There's
it's
no
the first
tradition.
One.
Talk Yoda Day?
No tradition.
Well, it could be if we all did it. Drew yeah. Carey's better than you.
True. Richer, too.
Yeah, much richer. He was at a party for CBS at the Meatpacking District in New York last week. And he gave his cocktail waitress a $100 bill for every Amstel Light he ordered.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Can I have an Amstel, please? Oh, thank you. Here you go. Here's a hundy. Thanks so much. Thanks for all your help.
He has always been a very, very generous guy.
And the funny thing was, at the party, he put out a challenge to everyone else in the room, which included bigwigs like Katie Couric, Les Moonves, saying, hey, I'm tipping $100 on each drink. Why don't you all match me? Why don't you all do it?
No one else did.
That's a lot of tipping because that's a lot of drinking.
Yes, it is.
Meatpackers. I'm a happily married man.
Oh, stop.
Oh, Tony.
I like meat.
Tonight, it's American Idol. Jordan versus Blake.
Woohoo.
Oh, I am pulling into the sparking lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Come on.
Jordan Sparks. Or as Bean would say, I've got the spark.
I've got the Jordan spark is what I've got.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what...
It was the catchphrase that was sweeping the nation. I just said I like her.
It'll be interesting to see how Paula Abdul looks tonight.
Why?
She fell and tripped over the weekend. Fell over her chihuahua, Tulip. Broke her nose.
Is anyone buying this?
Not really.
When she landed on her face. Because she wasn't wearing her William Holden drinking helmet. So, we'll see what she looks like tonight. But I hope it's just horrible.
One time I was smashed out of my mind and I was running upstairs with my hands in my jacket pockets. And I tripped.
Boom!
Face first right in the stair. Broke my nose.
Oh!
But at least I'm able to admit I was drinking.
Yeah, you didn't make up an excuse about some phantom dog.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, it hurts
just
like hell.
Just thinking about it makes my nose
your
ache.
Eyes water.
First thing it touched was my nose.
That was like the Sopranos episode Sunday where Tony introduced that guy to the corner of the bar there.
Oh, my God, did that hurt.
Oh, it made my teeth ache just
hurts.
Thinking about it.
Guy bar. Bar guy.
Oh, it's bad news.
You're handsome and smart.
Thank you,
and
Tony.
Hard worker.
Thank you, Tony.
And let's be honest, white, that's a huge plus nowadays.
Okay.
It's true. Kate Beckinsale's a tiger in the sack.
Oh.
How do you know that?
Well, she's... Did you just throw up?
I think he did.
Because she's a girl?
She said that her husband, director Len Wiseman, is working so hard on Die Hard 4 that he's become a virtual stranger to her. Now, Kate says he's going to have to make it up to her. Kate says she's not going to let her man out of bed for a month when he comes home.
Good
Can
for
you
her.
Imagine being in bed with Kate Beckinsale for a month? Oh, man.
She's attractive.
I feel like Michael Jackson right now.
That's what you're suggesting.
Get some blue ones. I heard you talking to Michael Jackson about that auction he's having.
Yeah.
That seems nutty.
He's not having the auction as much as some dude who owns all
right.
his stuff.
They're selling his stuff up. I bet he wishes he could auction that stuff up. Well, there's another auction you might be interested in bidding on. Apparently, the suit that O.J. Simpson was wearing when he was pronounced not guilty is up for auction.
Really?
Yes. A sports memorabilia dealer is trying to sell the suit. So maybe you can put your bid in if you'd like to own O.J. Simpson's
suit. How did he end up with
suit? I'm guessing someone slipped it to
someone
him.
Someone probably gave it to him.
Under the table, so to speak.
Of course, yesterday, Fred Goldman's lawyer filed papers to claim any money that's made from the suit sale.
Good for
He's
him.
So all over
will
him.
Will be part of that never paid $30 million judgment, so I don't know if OJ will actually see any money from this.
Look, I know the dude killed his daughter and all, but at some point, just get over it. Let the man live his life. Right? Who's with me?
What in God's name is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, at some point, move on, man. You're going to hold a grudge forever on this dude?
See, my point is OJ's the bad guy, not Fred Goldman.
Oh, I thought he was crawling up OJ's ass. We were mad about that. I'm sorry. I misunderstood the story.
Moron.
And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel can no longer deny their relationship.
Oh.
Us Weekly magazine has photos of the couple making out in Manchester, England during a lunch that they're having together there. And it's pretty undeniable that they're an item.
Fantastic.
They're not dating. They're very, very, very good friends.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Friends with benefits.
And, you know, once in a while we got to throw Lisa a bone.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm going to do some Broadway news for her.
Thank you.
Oh, don't feel like you have to, Ralph.
Don't feel like you have
Go
to.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Just been announced that there is going to be brand new Broadway musical based on the Addams Family.
That might be fun.
The Addams Family, of course, a long-running TV show, and then they made very popular subsequent movies starring Roald Julia and Angelica Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Ricci.
That's right. It's going to be live on stage in 2009.
I'm buying my tickets now.
They're starting production right now. No word, of course, on who's been cast as Gomez or Morticia, Uncle Fester, or any of the other characters. But it's going to be a big budget Broadway musical.
Cool.
Nobody cares.
And I think, given Kevin and Bean's extensive history with the Addams Family, I remember when
shut up, dude.
Remember when you guys were just combing the streets.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Of Los Angeles, asking people how they felt about the Addams Family and asking Addams Family trivia.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You guys were running, trying to find Uncle Fester. You were in a big quest, and you ended up interviewing
Mr. Goodwrench. We're idiots. I'm fine with that. But this is a play.
Musical.
Shut the fuck up!
That's what I'm saying.
It might be every bit as entertaining as you interviewing a cardboard cutout of Mr. Goodwrench asking him if he was Uncle Fester.
I think
it'll be just as entertaining.
Yeah,
as
that's the problem.
Oh, now I hear some ugliness in your voice.
We got to play that again sometime. So
actually, we don't.
Clips from your story TV history.
Oh, this is turning out to be a total waste of time.
A little taste of Kevin and Bean.
Hi, and welcome to the Channel 9 Addams Family Marathon. I'm Kevin. This is Bean. We do the morning show on 106.7 K-Rock. We're hanging out on Thanksgiving Day with chili fries and milkshakes.
Seriously, the breakfast of champions, and happy holiday from all of us at K-Rock and Channel 9. You know, what better way to spend your holiday, really, than with the good old Addams Family?
Okay.
You're not going to find a family more warm, more loving, more all-American, all-around family than the Addams Family.
All right.
I have a question. Who's this guy?
I don't know. What, Uncle Fester? I've never seen him before in my life.
Uncle Fester right here. We don't even know who he is. Hey, not only are we going to be showing you classic Addams Family episodes, but we're also going to roam the streets of Los Angeles and of Hollywood, and we're going to find some spooky, ooky people.
Please, no more ooky. Yeah. No more ooky. Not before we've eaten.
Once again, I am amazed at the level of blithering idiocy that issues from your pie hole.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
You guys, top of your game there.
We were smart enough, Ralph, to walk away from television. We realized that we weren't good at it.
Like you had a choice.
Give us some credit for that.
Walk away. You were shown the door. It's like a guy who got in a fight in a bar and said, yeah, I left that bar on my own after the bouncer tosses him out into the street. You worked your way through every local station here in Los Angeles where they wouldn't have you any longer.
People still to this day call and ask us if we want to be on TV. You know that, Ralph. And we wisely say no because we love this country and we don't want to put them through it.
Kidding yourself. Today's celebrity birthdays. Naomi Campbell turns 37 years old today. And Morrissey celebrates his birthday today.
Guy parties.
Acknowledges his birthday today, I guess. He's 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, Psycho Mike, you're getting a tattoo today because Ozzy Osbourne is going to sign your penis? What's going on? What are we doing?
I am going to have Ozzy Osbourne, my personal Lord and Savior.
Who will be here in the 9 o'clock hour on the Kevin Bean Chunk K-Rock, yes.
Autograph my body and then have it tattooed onto me on this morning show.
Yes. Yeah, where are you going to get it signed?
No, I'm just calling him an ass.
I'm going to have Ozzy make that artistic decision where he feels...
What if it's your forehead? What if he says he wants it on your forehead?
He feels it best fits my tightly wound vascular physique.
Okay. So Ozzy and Sharon in the 9 o'clock hour, also the bravery next hour. Very excited to welcome back to the program an old friend of the Kevin Bean Show. Our friend Mark Burnett, who's got an awesome, awesome, awesome looking new show tonight on After American Idol on the Fox Network called On the Lot. Mark, welcome, my friend.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We know you're very busy. You know, the last time we had Mark on, I just looked it up, was April the 27th, and we were like, hey, have a good weekend. He's like, yeah, okay, guys, see you later, bye. Then we find out he gets married the next day. Hey, first of all, thanks for the invite. Second of all, how's that going?
It's going great. It's the best part of my life. It's fantastic.
I was there, Bean. You didn't show. What happened?
You kind of took Roma Downey away from the rest of us, though. Is she, like, locked up in the basement or something? I don't remember the last time I saw her on TV.
That's exactly right. I don't let her do anything. She's locked up in the basement. I'm making a new reality show about that.
Yeah, she's much tougher than that. I don't think she'd stand for that. She's a little tougher than that.
Hey, Mark, before we talk about On the Lot, I have to ask you about one more thing, because you are the TV maven and you're responsible for most of what's on the tube these days. What'd you make as a professional executive in the television industry? What did you make of National Bingo Night on ABC last Friday night? What'd you think of that?
I think Friday night is a very, very hard night to launch anything. And so any new show that launches on a Friday...
All right.
Lack of confidence.
Okay, good. I was going to say, we'd like to talk to the man, Mark Burnett, and not the TV producer, Mark Burnett. Okay. National Bingo Night.
So you'd never stoop as low as bingo, right?
You're wrong, actually. I think, you asked me a real question? Okay. So I think potentially anything that allows the potentiality of everybody to play at home and play along and win from home
right.
while watching TV, which is a thing that happens in England a lot, those kind of games, could work. It just hasn't been figured out yet.
As long as it's not bingo, right.
Interesting. So you think there's a market for a show like that, maybe not bingo, but something else like that that people can play along at home. That's interesting.
And it could have even been bingo, actually. It doesn't necessarily matter. It would matter that everybody at home could watch television,
right.
play along with, and win, because normally you're watching someone else win. You don't actually right. win from home.
Right, sure. But gotcha. This is bingo.
I think we've established that, Kevin.
Okay, all right.
Mark Burnett on the line, by the way. Of course, you know him from Survivor, and he's the executive producer of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He did the Rockstar Show. The guy's done a lot of great television, The Apprentice, of course. But the new one we're really excited about, we've been talking about it on and off the last 6 months as we've been seeing the commercials. It's called On the Lot. And you've explained to us in the past, Mark, that you think that there are a lot of people out there who have the ability to make movies but just don't have the opportunity to do it, right?
There's no question. I mean, I think YouTube has shown there's a way to entertain from your home computer and your home camera. But in the case of On the Lot, we're looking for the next big film director. And 12,000 people applied from 33 countries. We chose the top 50, which start the show tonight. And I have to tell you, as we narrow it down, there's probably 5 or 6 people on the show who I know that I will never, ever be as good as.
Really?
Yeah, ever. I mean, you're talking about stunning ability to make films. Absolutely. You won't even believe it, honestly. And I'm not over-promoting at all. It's a show with Steven Spielberg and myself producing. It's a great show. It follows American Idol. But in terms of the ability of these young people to have the eye to make films, it's brilliant.
Now, do they have the same amount of money or the same amount of resources? How do you make it even?
Yes, we do. Tonight's episode is a little like the Hollywood Week on American Idol, where the 50 come in, they arrive, they go to Hollywood for the first time, and the first challenge is pitching a movie. They're all given one of 5 story ideas and have overnight, most of them don't sleep, to come in and pitch the judges. And the judges are Brett Ratner, who made all the Rush Hour franchise and X-Men right. 3, Carrie Fisher, you know, Postcards from the Edge and Princess Leia, Gary Marshall, just did Georgia Rule, Pretty Woman. Some big experienced people, and they have to pitch a movie in front of them. And some people so crash and burn, and other people tell great stories.
And how long is the movie that is being made, and do we get the opportunity to see that whole film on the show?
The first whole films you see are 1 minute each long, and it's next Monday, the third episode. So it goes through Tuesday, Thursday. So you've gone from pitches, short movies where you see clips of them, and then Monday night there's 18 1 minute films, and the public votes on them. And
1 minute film? That seems
amazed.
That
you
seems
will be
difficult.
Amazed.
Wow.
That's like making a commercial.
I'll send you guys, before it goes on it, I'll send you guys the 1 minute films.
Okay.
You'll be amazed.
That'd be cool.
That's awesome. You know, I know it was a much longer form of show, but Lisa and I were huge fans of that Project Greenlight show that Matt Damon did and Ben Affleck. And there, it's so fascinating to see how difficult it is, even to make a mediocre movie. It is, it's almost impossible to have everything go your way. You need not only talent, you need luck to get things to work out on film.
There's no question about that. I mean, the director's got so much responsibility to choose the actors. And I'll tell you one thing we saw, which we're going to do again. Steven Spielberg had an idea and said, give them the same page of script, the same actors, and even the same DP, director of photography, and let's see what the directors do. It was amazing.
Interesting.
That would be fascinating.
The different outcome. And it proved to me right there and then, first of all, we know Spielberg's a genius. But beyond that, the idea was so great, it showed who was really, truly brilliant, who was just good.
So do you think some of these people are going to be end up being directors in Hollywood? I mean, are we going to be able to replace whoever made Delta Farce with one of your new finds and get something in the theaters we want to go see?
I would absolutely bet on half a dozen of these people are going to be working directors in Hollywood, and a couple of them have a chance to be truly great. And as I said, the half a dozen, I think I'm quite good at what I do. I wouldn't ever be as good as these people.
Wow, that's amazing. This is fantastic. I'm not a big American Idol fan because I think it's just karaoke. And without alcohol, what's karaoke? But this is really being able to zero in on how much talent they have. And this looks like it's going to be wildly entertaining. I think this looks great.
Yeah, and it's the thing about when you think, the one thing none of us on this phone call could predict what television is in 10 years' time. You just don't really know. But what you could predict is, we'll still all be going to the movies. We'll be buying popcorn. Americans go to the movies. They also, every Monday, turn into an instant film critic. And we all have our great opinions of what's a good film, what's not good. This film has both. You're watching movies. The set is even designed as a movie theater. And then you get to vote on it and comment on the movie. So we're very familiar with what it's about.
Right. Are you and Steven Spielberg appearing on the show as well?
I won't be at all. In the very last episode, Steven Spielberg will be giving the person who wins the key to their office at DreamWorks.
They get an office at DreamWorks. They get, what, $1 million?
$1 million development deal, which allows them a big discretionary fund of $500,000 to choose which scripts they purchase, which writers they hire, and give them a real chance. You know, and I have to tell you, I can't speak for him, but I'll tell you, having known that Steven's seen all these films, he's very, very, very impressed. I mean, as is everybody who's seen these short films.
Mark, does this experience make you want to make a movie? Is that something you've ever think about doing?
There's no question I want to do that. I mean, it's something that I'm in the process right now of doing. But as you said about the great show Project Greenlight, what I have found already, it's much harder than making television in the length of the process and all the different things that go into actually getting a film made. There's so few films actually get on those screens, those movie screens. It's really hard to do.
Well, if you do end up making a movie, please let your wife out of the basement. Let her start it. Let us see her again. That's what I'm asking you, Mark, if you do a favor to me. On the Lot is the name of the show. You couldn't ask for a better time slot. It's after American Idol tonight and tomorrow night. It sounds absolutely fantastic. As we've been telling you, Mark, over the last few months, this is the one we've really, really been waiting for. We wish you nothing but success, and we thank you for coming on the Kevin and Me Show on K-Rock, as always.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Let's talk about the top 10 best and worst pickup lines. Where'd you get this from, Ralph?
Hey, does heaven know they're missing an angel? Because there's one here right now next
to
me.
No, wow. Nobody says that anymore. Nobody uses that.
From askmen.com, which is sort of a...
Askmen?
Ask. Oh. Axmen.com, okay. Which is sort of like a men's magazine online. It's a website that's sort of like a Maxim, GQ, Esquire type website. And every year they put up their list of the top 10 most popular pickup lines for men in bars. Men are actually walking into bars and using these lines, they claim, on women in an attempt to get affection from them of some kind, which seems to be
pickup lines were out. I thought that was so 20th century.
Pickup
now
lines,
it's just high.
We're never in. Yeah, I think anyone who ever had to lean on a pickup line was a loser from time immemorial.
But there always are guys who think.
We always take calls from girls, and these lines are out there, man. There are people out there trying this.
Look, guys are desperate. There's a lot of guys who don't have game, who don't have the gift of gab, so they've got to use something to try to break the ice, and this is usually what they fall back on.
They think if they can find the right line, they can work their way
like
in.
Yeah, like there's one magic spell that works for all women, and it's just not the case.
Yeah.
The 10 best are horrible, let alone the 10 worst.
That's
what they're the same.
Yeah, exactly. I don't see any difference. I don't see anything on this top 10 list that would make any woman react in any way other than sheer hilarity. Just laughter
let me ask
in your face.
Lisa this, though. First impressions are important, and it goes beyond just what you look like. If you have something to say that interests the woman, it is a bonus, right?
Absolutely. But none of these lines would be interesting.
Yeah, what do you follow these up with? I mean, it's really difficult. Give us the top 10.
All right, here's from 10 to 1, okay? So this is number 10.
These are the ones that supposedly work the best.
Right. So number 1 will be the most effective. Number 10, the 10th most effective, okay? Number 10. I was wondering if you have a moment to spare for me to hit on you.
That's so lame.
You're right? Begging for a no answer there. No, I don't have any time for that.
Yeah, don't give them no as an option.
That really, yes. Don't
good
give
point.
Them a close-ended question like that.
Right.
You might as well say, you don't want me to talk to you, right?
Number 9. What's a sexy woman like you doing in a dirty mind like mine?
Yeah. That's just icky.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's already assuming you've got a filthy mind, by the way. You don't need to volunteer that information. Yeah.
Ninth best. Right?
She's hoping you don't.
Yeah, at least pretend that you don't. You probably do better. Number 8, and my personal favorite.
This is mine, too.
Do you work for UPS? Because I could have sworn I saw you checking out my package.
These are the good ones again, I'll tell you, people.
Yeah.
Number 7, who's your friend?
Who's your friend?
I don't get
that
one. I don't understand that one.
Apparently, it's going to open you up to conversation. Oh, she's a girl I work with or whatever, and that's going to be your entree into conversation.
And she's going to be probably the hotter one, and she's going to say, wait a minute, how come he's not interested in me? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Number 6. I'm new in town, and I can't find my way around. Could I have directions to your place?
Oh!
Hey. No, you didn't.
Okay, that's just a creepy stalker.
Yeah.
Number 5. I may not be the best-looking guy in here, but I'm the only one talking to you.
Okay,
so why not insult her?
Yeah. That's the psycho Mike school of picking up chicks.
If make you're her feel really good-looking, maybe you can make that work, but not otherwise.
Well, that's always been our theory. If you're really good-looking, it doesn't matter what you say. You can
say, absolutely true.
Hi, Lysol can, lard bucket, pencil eraser.
Okay.
Okay, exactly.
I'm in.
Number 4. You must be Jamaican, because Jamaican me crazy.
Okay, that's just, they put that in as a joke because they wanted to crack people up. No one has ever used that
Dude, that's
line.
Number 4 on the best list. The
but no one has ever effective. Really used it,
There's
have they?
There's only 3 better than that.
4th most effective, Bean.
Oh my God.
Number 3, what's your name?
Well, that's just
it's not a pickup
that's
line.
That's line, is it? That's just sort of a
that's the question. The best of all of them so far.
Number 2, see my friend over there? He wants to know if you think I'm cute.
Oh, dear God. That's something Psycho Mike would say.
We're now 5 years old again.
Number 1.
Uh-oh.
Of the top 10 best pickup lines. So, what haven't you been told tonight?
Oh, my God.
By the way, there's an explanation underneath all of these, and that one says, very original. This line will make you stand out from the other men.
Well, it's not as bad as the others. I will say that.
10 worst?
It's hardly.
It's time for the 10 worst.
Hardly an endorsement.
You know what? We'll take a break and come back.
Because we have to shower.
Yeah. We already have some people on hold. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take one here. Amy in Corona. Good morning.
Hi.
What's the line that you heard?
The things I'll do to you in the 27 seconds it'll last.
Yes!
Well, that's funny. I'll give him funny.
It's also the Psycho Mike school of seduction, by the way.
Did that work for you, Amy? Did you laugh at that and at least give him another line?
I laughed, and then 5 years later, I married him.
What? Look at that.
Whoa, look at that.
Wow.
All right, let's make a note.
Make
Put
a note.
That one on the list.
And 5 years of 27-second sex for you. How sad.
Thank you, Amy. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Rise Against on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:42.
Hey, I'd like to rise against you here at this bar.
That's not one of the lines, is it?
I just wrote that one.
Okay, good.
It's better than a lot of the ones you are going to be reading. AskMen.com has their annual list of the best and worst pickup lines, and we've already done the run-through of 10 through 1 of the best. And, Ralph, you want to give us some of the worst? Then we'll go to the calls at 1-800-520-1067.
Sure. This is the 10th worst pickup line, according to AskMen.com.
Hey, I was just thinking of you. Okay, I'm all cleaned up now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's ugly.
That suggests some sort of thing happening there.
Yes, it does.
Ah, your brain bean.
But that
is. Good?
Ralph, we don't need sound effects for that either. Really?
It's worse. It gets worse.
Yeah.
The ninth worse. How would you like your eggs for breakfast? Scrambled, boiled, or fertilized?
Oh, my God.
Nothing like threatening an unplanned pregnancy for you to get a girl to go home and have sex with you.
Is that funny enough to be charming at all? I'm asking Lisa here.
It's not. That's
okay.
Icky.
Number 8. What do you say we go back to my place and do some math? Add the bed, subtract the clothes, divide your legs, and multiply.
No.
Now that's Todd on Scrubs. That's his kind of line that he would use.
Yeah. Number 7. You might as well sleep with me because I'm going to tell everyone we did anyway.
That's a funny line.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Fantastic. All right.
Well, now we know what's working for Lisa. Number 6. Hey, babe, do you know that my bedroom is soundproof?
Oh, God.
That's threatening.
You have to start with hey, babe.
Yeah. Yes, you have to, apparently, according to this.
All right.
So, yeah, this way, if you start raping her or attacking her, no one will hear.
Yeah, exactly. Great. That gives her confidence.
Number 5 has to come along with the action of feeling a woman's breasts before you say this.
Okay, I like it so far.
So you go up, you grope her breast and say, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a Braille name tag.
No one's ever done that.
That might be funny if you didn't touch her. But once you touched her, I don't think she's open for comedy.
No, because then you're going to jail.
Yes.
Right, you're assaulting her now.
There is that.
Rad, Psycho Mike says. Number 4, I just want to tell you that you have to pay a price for being this cute, and I'm here to collect. Your phone number, that is.
No. No. No.
Number 3. Did you know women are like parking spots? All the good ones are taken, and the rest are handicapped. Which are you?
That's terrible.
These are good.
Number 2. Can I buy you a drink, or do you just prefer the cash instead?
So just come on out and call her a whore.
The hooker that you are. And the number 1 worst pickup line, according to AskMen.com. If you've lost your virginity, can I have the box it came in?
Oh!
Come on.
I like that one.
That's funny.
That's not funny.
That is funny. I'm not suggesting it would work or that a woman would find it funny. I find it funny.
Leave box and tools and all that stuff out of your pickup lines.
Shuna in Long Beach?
Shauna,
I'm sorry.
It says Shuna, right?
It does.
Thanks, Dave.
What's the pickup line? What's the pickup line that you heard?
Oh my God! This guy in Manhattan Beach came up to me like as soon as I walked in the bar, and he was like, "You're like a bowl of cornflakes." And I was like, "Where is he going with this one, right?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "And I'm Tony the Tiger. Pour some milk on you because you're great."
Wow.
You're kidding. Not only is it a full paragraph, but it's horrible. Probably didn't work, right?
No.
All right, good. Thank you for the
call. Thank you, Shauna. Appreciate that.
Shuna.
Let's go to Dave in Sun Valley. I want Lisa's impression on some of these because these are things that people are using. Dave, this is a line that has worked for you?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it, and then we'll be a judge of that.
Yeah.
Well, it starts off with you walk up to someone and say, so how much does the polar bear weigh?
And they're like, I'm annoyed.
How much does a polar bear weigh, Lisa?
You're trying to make me guess something.
How much does a polar bear weigh?
Then I go, I don't know how much.
Enough to break the ice. My name's Dave.
Oh,
and then I walk away.
That did not work, Dave.
How drunk was she?
That didn't work. He's lying. Didn't work.
Never once
has worked. Not one time.
All these guys are calling and saying, oh, this always works for me. They're all lying.
Yeah, maybe we should be hearing from the girls. How about this one? Kyle writes in, dear Kevin and Mead, how about this? Hey, baby, does this rag smell like chloroform? How about that? You guys recommend?
Oh, God's sake.
Number one.
Come on. All right, let's go to Jason in Whittier. Good morning, Jason.
What's happening, kids?
Hi, Jason.
Pick up line.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
Let's hear it.
Is that a keg in your pants? Because I'd like to tap that ass.
Well, the old standard, Lisa.
That's the one that gets you home alone.
Yes, it does.
Exactly.
At least you admit it.
Thank you for the call.
Let's try Greg in Compton, 1-800-520-1067. Looking for pickup lines that actually work. Greg, you're going to swear by this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
dude, this one always works.
Yeah.
I got my fiance.
By the way, right. Let me just say this. Anybody who says this line always works is lying.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's hear it.
My name's Chance. Do I have one?
You know, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Lisa, it always works.
No, of course it
always
doesn't. That's just
works.
A lie.
My name's Chance. Do I have one? Doesn't
but
even make any
at
sense.
At least there's a little vulnerability in it. He's not coming off like
yeah,
just
but isn't
a total
kind of
egomaniac.
Pathetic?
Yeah,
aren't you begging
okay.
for a no at the end of that question, though?
No, I think it's kind of cute.
My name's Chance.
No.
Do I have one?
It's not bad.
That's bad. Okay. We're overruling you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But Lisa is the girl who it
doesn't
be used
matter.
On.
Don't know what she's talking about.
Lisa's not allowed to know what she's talking
it's
about.
It's not gross.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to the bottom 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon in Venice. Good morning.
Brandon.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
He hung up because he knew we were going to sniff out his untruth.
His line
is, always works.
His line is, I'm the lead singer for Incubus.
I've never felt this way about a girl before.
Well, that's just stupid because he doesn't know you yet.
Yeah.
Javier from El Monte writes, how about this? Is your daddy a terrorist? Because you're the bomb. I don't think I don't think that's where you want to start.
The worst one I ever heard was, are those space pants? Because your ass is out of this world.
Jeez. Space pants?
What does that even mean?
At least use astronaut diapers.
Rosie in Inglewood, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
What did you hear?
This one actually works. It's, do you accept library cards? Because I'm checking you out.
Rosie, how many had you had at that point?
You must have been really drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
And he was cute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's take one more. This, I think, is the best ever. Brian in Commerce. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Lisa.
Good.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, this always works, and Psycho Mike's going to back me up on this.
Okay.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Yeah. Did somebody order Mexican?
Yeah.
Now if you're a brown man, you might as well try it.
You might as well.
Kendra Bracken from Riverside, Jeff Corson from Chino Hills, thanks for listening. You'll be at Magic Mountain when we close the park, except for K-Rock listeners, Thursday night. We got more tickets you can win all week long here on K-Rock, including coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. So Sharon and Ozzy in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
The Bravery performing live in the 8 o'clock hour. All that straight ahead. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good show you have.
Yeah, it's Talk Like Yoda Day.
Talk like Yoda Day, it is.
Don't feel like it has to be Talk Like Yoda Day, Ralph.
Talk like Yoda, I must.
Right, okay. You've done that now.
Talk like Yoda, I have done.
I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda.
That rhymes with
weird
soda.
Al, baby. I saw the little wren sitting there on a log. Him his name and in a raspy voice he said Yoda.
Yoda.
Y-O-D-A Yoda.
Yoda I am.
Yo 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 Yoda.
Yeah. Weird Al he is.
Yes he is.
Weird Al's my homeboy, you know.
Yeah. Saw your t-shirt at the Weenie Roast.
I love him.
Yeah.
Douche. I'm so looking forward to American Idol tonight, not for just the usual reasons. Not to moon over my girl Jordan Sparks. Because I want to see Paula Abdul's broken nose.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Reportedly over the weekend, she tripped and fell while trying to avoid her chihuahua Tulip.
I tripped and fell. That's it.
Think she was trying to tiptoe through the tulip?
Oh! How you doing?
Oh,
I am blessed.
Yeah, she fell and broke her nose.
Yeah.
But they say she didn't have to go to the hospital for it.
She's
going to be so great tonight.
You were wonderful. I thought that was a wonderful performance. It was one of your best of the year.
Wait, like Marley Matlin is a judge?
Oh, yeah, it's tonight on Fox.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what time it is?
Hope there's a lot of beatboxing. Hope we got some of that to look forward to tonight.
Sure we will. We got Blake. Hey, you know what time it is?
No, what time?
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
Hoff.
But today we hassle a different Hoff. We're going to hassle Pamela Bach Hasselhoff, his ex-wife.
Okay.
Because yesterday in court, she got hassled by a judge that gave temporary custody of their two children, Taylor Ann and Haley Amber, to David.
Yeah!
No. A judge chose him over her.
He's got sole custody for the next 2 weeks until the next custody hearing. The judge thought that David's ex-wife, Pamela, was in worse shape than he was.
Wow. Does she drink? Does she drink too? Does she have a problem?
Well, he always accused her of being, first of all, irrational and sort of nutty, and having a drug issue, drug dependence. And she refused to do some drug testing, and so that caused the judge to wonder exactly what she may be hiding. So until that issue has been resolved, he gave temporary custody for the next 2 weeks to David.
What?
So we're going to get a lot more video, I'm hoping, up on YouTube. I want to give both girls a camera and say, girls, have at it, because daddy's coming home. Let's get one, see what kind of shape he's in.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Huh? I'll be fine.
No? No? A judge said yes to him.
You, sir, you raised those teenage girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you hit it on the head earlier when you say, just give them to Angelina Jolie. Just let her take them.
Her and Brad
seem to have endless energy for thousands of kids.
Speaking of people that booze a lot, Lindsay Lohan and her new boyfriend, Colin Best, apparently were seen out in a town in New York, according to the New York Post. Last Thursday, she was seen in several New York City watering holes, even guzzling vodka from a bottle, according to
eyewitnesses.
This is
a mess.
Yes, it is.
I got to tell you.
How much time do we get our Lindsay eating a burger video?
Guzzling from a bottle?
Yeah.
Man,
that's a Skid Row behavior, that is.
That could be a good pickup line for Lindsay. Hey, would you like to guzzle from my bottle?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, at least take the time to put it in a glass. I mean, you can't be in so much hurry to drink that you can't even pour it into a glass.
You don't know, Bean. You're not a drinker. Sometimes you just can't take that extra step. You just need the quickest delivery device you can manufacture.
She should start walking around with an IV.
Dude, she's 20. She doesn't drink yet.
Just think. Over a month. She'll have that first legal drink.
Oh, that's going to be sweet.
She may not survive that party in Las Vegas, because I've seen her interview lately where she says, look, I got to really blow it out. It's my 21st birthday. I'm going to Vegas. I'll be there for days. I'm really going to go for it.
I think she's just going to pull a Peter Petrelli and just burst into flames. She's going to blow up in Vegas. It'll be a mushroom cloud over Vegas. It'll just be Lindsay ingesting every drug and form of alcohol she can find.
Nobody needs to have a rowdy 21st birthday less than she does.
Yeah.
She's already partied enough for about three people.
I agree. Today's celebrity birthday is Naomi Campbell, supermodel, sometime floor cleaner. She's doing her community service.
Oh, right.
She's 37 years old today. And Morrissey. Morrissey is celebrating a happy birthday?
No.
No.
He's just having a birthday.
I'm so happy it's my birthday. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm delighted.
Oh, this cake is delicious. Oh, look at that. It's a gift. I hope it's black, whatever it is.
Don't make the emo kids even sadder than they are, Ralph.
Sorry. Morrissey's 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I miss these guys so much, man. We have not seen the Bravery, Kevin. Do you realize how long it's been? Stop and think about it for a second. We haven't talked to the guys in the Bravery since Saturday.
That's right. This past Saturday.
God, they're finally back in the studio at the World Famous K-Rock. We got Sam and Anthony in the room. The rest of the guys are in the other room. Well, they'll go in and perform in just a few minutes. How are you guys doing?
Good. Awesome. It's a little early.
I know it is.
How'd you spend your last 2 days since we've seen you?
How'd you catch up on?
How was your Sunday?
It was lovely.
What'd you do on Monday? How was the weenie roast?
The weenie roast is great.
Yeah, you have a good time?
Yeah, it's always a good... It's one of the best festivals, I think.
Do you stick around and see other bands? Or
yeah.
Take off in your... Jetpacks.
No, I
did. Saw Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Caught a little Interpol.
Korn. Yeah.
We were happy this year because we did the Christmas show like 2 years ago, and the stage, it spins for the band.
Yeah.
And it got stuck for us.
Oh,
when it came out, it got stuck halfway.
That's awesome.
Spinal tap moment.
So that's not good, is what you're saying? Not good.
Okay. It was a little strange.
No. Did you see any of Incubus with the boys choir? The little surprise that we had.
I did,
Saturday.
Like, because I came backstage, I didn't know that they were coming on, and I was like, "Did prom just let out?" Because it's all these guys in tuxedos. It's confusing.
The Bravery are here today because it's a huge day for them as their second full length record comes out called "The Sun and the Moon." Of course, you've been hearing "Time Won't Let Me Go" on K Rock. We've been playing that for a few weeks, but there's actually something special for Bravery fans. If you want to go down to the Virgin Megastore in Hollywood, the newer Virgin Megastore, you go down there, be among the first 200 people to buy your CD today, guys. And I guess you get a wristband to come back and be front of line. Do I have that right, Kevin? For the signing tonight after the Jimmy Kimmel Live appearance.
And you get a chance to go to Jimmy Kimmel Live to see you guys play.
That's right.
So that's a good deal.
Get all that. Yeah.
Hey, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, by the way, Ozzy Osbourne is going to be here. I don't know if you guys are Ozzy fans, but Ozzy and Sharon are going to be coming in. And Psycho Mike, the guy, the good-looking young man in the back of the room, is getting an Ozzy tattoo today. And I was wondering if you will join us in trying to talk him out of that. Is that a crazy idea?
I'm pro it.
You're pro it?
Where are you getting the tattoo?
Wherever Ozzy wants to sign.
I'm going to leave that up to Ozzy.
Oh, well, that's a mistake.
Is there anyone that you guys like enough that you would have him sign your body and then get it tattooed on? Because that's quite a commitment to an act.
I got to go with no.
Not really.
I'm trying to think about
How about
that.
You, Sam? Maybe Dick Cheney or somebody really cool?
Yeah, maybe.
Rather have him shoot me in the face.
You'd rather have him shoot you in the face, yeah. I can imagine. Anthony, you have a tambourine that's duct taped on your shoe.
He certainly does.
Yes.
And he's nervous kind of guy.
What in God's name is that about?
You know, when people are ignoring me in conversation, I just rattle shake it, let them know I'm still
in
the room.
Still talking.
I'm still talking.
Look at me.
Yeah. That's something you're going to need for the performance because you don't have enough hands? Is that what that's for?
Yeah,
you know. Well, we do a little snare drum thing. We don't, you know, we don't bring the full set, so that's my...
Sure. Awesome.
You know.
He's been walking up and down the halls with a tambourine on his shoe.
It's kind of like a dog with his collar is what it sounds like as you're walking through the hall. Now, for folks who didn't hear us speak with you on Saturday afternoon ahead of your set at the Weenie Roast, tell people who weren't listening then about The Sun and the Moon. A little different compared to the last CD for Bravery fans, right?
Yeah, it's for one thing, it's a lot more eclectic. Like the first record, we tried to make every song like a dance song the whole way through. Everything's really upbeat, fast. This one is like anything goes.
It's like a lot of crying.
It's mostly spoken word.
Spoken word.
a little hip hop. but it's like there's fast songs, but there's slow songs. There's even some acoustic songs. There's even kind of like a waltz. It's just sort of all over the place.
I'm sorry. I thought you just said the word waltz.
It's possible.
How about that?
Yeah. That's what rock's been missing.
Is it scary to put some of that stuff on after...
No, it's so much fun, you know, just kind of just go in all these different directions and do all the stuff that we kind of didn't do for the first one. So.
And just watch people's face when you say the word waltz?
Yes.
Did you have songs in all these different styles the first time around but just decided not to use them because you wanted to make sure that the album was focused and people kind of knew what you were about out of the gate? Is that...
There was some of that. Like if I was writing something and it was really mellow or something, I would kind of put it aside. Or I would make it... just rearrange it until it was like a dance song. Whereas this one, it's just...
Oh, I gotcha.
Whatever came out, we just
leave it the way it was.
Yeah.
You guys just went... I meant to ask you this on Saturday and forgot, so I'm glad I get the opportunity. You guys just went back to New York and did a show or a couple of shows at the first place you ever played, right?
Yeah.
What's that place called? It had some funky name.
It's called Arlene Grocery. It's not the first place we ever played, but it is a very small bar in New York where we were discovered.
It's not a grocery store, though.
It was once long ago, and it was converted into a bar. That's why they call it that.
And they were just too lazy to change the name.
Well, they already paid for the sign out front. Yeah. So you just went back and said, this is kind of where it mostly all began. Yeah, Let's kick off the tour for the new record there.
Yeah, we kind of did these two secret shows. You know, we just announced it right before the show and did two shows in one day there. And it was, you know, it was really cool. It was really nostalgic. There's a tear in my eye the whole time.
You got some pretty rabid fans already for a band that's only been around for a short time to as far as most of us know. I mean, you got some real hardcore fans out there, especially online.
Yeah, we got, you know, it's been said that we have the best smelling fans in the world. I don't know what
best
that
smelling
means,
fans in the world.
Yeah, they smell good.
I don't know either, but it doesn't seem bad.
And, okay. No, we have great fans. I don't know. I didn't say it. The other day, someone was like, you know, when I go to a Bravery show, it just smells great. I don't know what it is. And, like, everybody's good looking. I don't really know.
Maybe it's the pheromones.
Everybody's a supermodel, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's cool.
Well, the album is out today or available for download, of course. It's called The Sun and the Moon, New from the Bravery. And you are going to do a couple of numbers for us, I'm hoping?
We are going to do one song from that, and then I guess we're going to do Honest Mistake from the first record.
Fantastic. Oh, sweet.
Live music from the Bravery coming up next on...
And we are in Studio R, and the guys from Bravery are here. The new CD is The Sun and the Moon, and it's out today. And you guys are going to perform something from that first?
Yeah, is that correct? This is called Time Won't Let Me Go.
Live Bravery. Bravery. How about that?
Wow, now I'm all sad. That's a sad song, you guys.
Sorry.
Nice work on the tambourine, though, Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good work. Here, doggy. Here, boy. Here, boy.
What?
There you go. The Bravery is here again. The brand new CD is in stores and available for download today. We had a chance to get a preview of some of the stuff on the new record at the Weenie Roast on Saturday. I can't wait to hear it on the album. That was a tremendous set you guys put on, by the way. I know you got a... You just earned a lot of new fans from people who were watching you there, so congratulations on that. It was awesome.
Right on. Thank you.
You guys going to play something else for us now?
Yeah, we're going to do Honest Mistake from the first record.
Yes.
Not familiar with it.
The Bravery on K-Rock.
Right through you, just like your breath. But sometimes I still think of you, and I just wanted you to know, my old friend. I swear I never meant for this. I'm still awake and say these things out loud, my old friend. I swear I never meant for this. I never meant. Don't look at me.
Come on, how about that?
That was unbelievable.
Fantastic. Oh, great.
That was good stuff right there, guys. The Bravery, new CD in stores today called The Sun and the Moon. And again, recapping, you go down and you buy it at the Virgin Megastore in Hollywood today. Be among the first 200 there, and you get a chance to see them on the Jimmy Kimmel Show live tomorrow night. And then you also get to be in line for the Bravery in-store at the same Virgin Megastore, too. That sounds like a good time right there. So let me see. We saw you Saturday. We saw you today. So I guess we'll see you Friday back here. Right, guys?
All right.
I'm guessing that's not. Great. Thanks for coming in. We totally appreciate it, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Look, it's a big day for all of us. We're all excited to meet Ozzy Osbourne in person again today here at the studios. He's coming in with his lovely bride, Sharon, just after 9. But it's a really big day for Psycho Mike because apparently Ozzy's his personal Lord and Savior and has been his whole life. Is that right, Mike?
No, really. He is a huge influence to me, bigger than you guys can imagine. Obviously, because I'm the resident metalhead, you can just assume it's because of his music. But right. Ozzy honestly has been a big
because you used to be a drunk, so you looked up to him.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, too. Yeah, and he's just a guy who has reached unbelievable levels of success while openly admitting that he's suffered from tremendous self-doubt and had self-esteem problems, and he's overcome that. And I've always looked to him as kind of like an inspiration to kind of conquer my own.
So was this your idea originally? You're the one that brought it up, right? I should get Ozzy to sign me, and then I can tattoo it in?
That was one of the many things that went through my head. When you guys told me Ozzy and Sharon were coming in, my head exploded.
First he fell over.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna tear up. Yeah. And
then he said, how can Ozzy impregnate me? And that was his first choice. But yes. Then when he realized that wouldn't work.
I figured that somehow Ozzy could not impregnate me, could not actually put DNA in me. So I figured the best substitute would be ink.
Ink, okay.
Okay.
Now, refresh my memory, Psycho. You have tattoos now or no?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple.
Okay. You want to get Ozzy to sign your body, and then the plan is to have that tattooed in?
Yes.
And... okay.
And we have Chris Stenzel in here. He's the owner of White Lotus Tattoo. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So you helped us out when Dave was trying to pay back his bet with
me. That's right.
Lakers and Clippers.
That's right. Came down, scrubbed my toilet for me.
Did he really scrub it?
No, nah, he's kind of a hassle.
Yeah. I didn't want to get my hands dirty.
Yeah, my hands are too soft. They're soft. I don't want to get them rough.
It wasn't worth the $10 I gave him for it, that's for sure.
Chris, you've seen all kinds of tattoos for all kinds of reasons. How common is the story that Mike is describing?
It's, well, it all just depends on location, I guess. Not too many stars are all over the place to sign people's bodies right next to a tattoo shop.
But have you
do a lot of people get celebrity something to do with celebrities, not something personal?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I did a Vince Neil's signature last Friday on a guy.
I'm sorry.
In Las Vegas.
We have a bad connection.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. All the people you would
I thought
today.
You said Vince Neil.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. On a dude.
Yeah, the guy was covered in Motley Crue tattoos, had Crue tattooed across his hand, and it was Dr. Well, Feelgood, all that
then
stuff.
Then I could see that, I guess.
Kind of works. Yeah.
I guess.
Because we're in the Midwest, you know, cut the guy a break.
Have you done any other of the signature variety like this? Because I do hear people say that at in-stores sometimes when they get the signature they've always wanted, that they say, oh, I'm going to totally get this tattooed, and I always wonder if they ever do it.
Yeah, actually, I did a long time ago. I did Claudia Schiffer's signature on this guy's chest backwards, and he could look in the mirror at it and see it forward. And the strange thing about that is he left the shop. When he left a little black book on the countertop. And inside the black book were all these letters to Claudia.
Oh, no.
He was like a total stalker.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
wearing
no.
He was wearing camouflage from head to toe, but wasn't in the military. It was just kind of an awkward
situation.
Wow,
that's scary.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, are you going to get Ozzy Osbourne, or are you just going to get Ozzy, or what are you going
to
ask for?
I'm going to ask him to sign how he would normally sign his autograph.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I could stop lurking in the bushes in his front yard. Yeah.
Just get I hope he just goes off like it's a paragraph, like I am the Prince of Darkness, and he just goes on and on and on and on and on. You got to get it all tattooed.
Well,
here's a list of my favorite songs, and he writes them all down.
Ozzy's right-handed, so I also want him to do it with his left hand, too. And I want to see just how.
Now, that brings us to your wife, Mrs. Psycho. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Jenny.
We asked Mike if he told you about this tattoo idea, and he said, I don't know, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a very typical answer, but yeah, no, he told me.
He did.
See,
no
I
kidding.
Told you, dude.
You didn't have any idea
if
he told her.
I totally forgot, but I felt as Jenny, if I had talked about it with her.
Jenny, what do you think? Is this a good idea?
As long as it's not from the neck up, I'm all for it.
That's the only way I'm in, if it's from the neck up.
I think it's got to be forehead.
On his forehead.
I see forehead happening.
I was going to get it on my wiener, but there's just not enough room.
Not even for Ozzy.
No.
Wow, that's saying something.
Not even for O.
This is a, I mean, I know it's not a, it doesn't have to be permanent anymore. There are ways to remove tattoos, but generally you don't get a tattoo because you're thinking one day I'm going to take it off. I mean, you plan on keeping this on the rest of your life, right, Mike?
Of course.
He loves Ozzy. He has this for a long, long time. Yeah.
Since I was a little boy, honestly, before I even learned to like his music, he was, like I said, an inspiration to me.
Does it tick you off, Mike, that there are so many people, especially people who listen to this station, who only know Ozzy from the Osbournes and don't recognize what a musical force he was in the 60s and 70s in particular?
I was talking about that with Lisa May this morning. I said it's unfortunate that the character of Ozzy has overshadowed the fact that he's easily, unarguably, one of the best lead singers that's ever been in rock and roll and has written some of the most important songs in hard rock for sure.
And by the way, we've heard his new song that's coming out today. He's got a new CD coming out today. It's great.
I haven't heard it yet. I'm excited.
It's great. What's it called? I'm Not Gonna Stop?
I Don't Want to Stop.
I Don't Want to Stop, right. Yeah, it's fantastic. So we're going to play that next hour when he comes in.
So, Jenny, you're in other words. You're cool.
I love tattoos, and if it makes him happy, I'm all for it.
She said
that's
she's
a
good.
Wife.
Way too good.
That's
for
you. A wife. She's way too good for you.
Yeah. Perfect woman.
You need to do the right thing and cut her loose.
You want me to cut my wife?
Good guy.
No, cut her loose.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I saw her at the Weenie Roast. Jenny has never been more beautiful than she is right now. She is like a flower who's just in perfect bloom right
that's
now.
Right. That's right.
I'm serious. She's unbelievably hot.
I'm here to pollinate, too.
Mike said she looked a little fat, but I thought she looked fantastic. Oh, I got to be honest. You know how Mike is. He's always got to beat her down. You know how that is. All right, Jenny, we love you. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Bye now.
Bye.
Mike, play your cards right. Maybe Ozzy will get a Psycho Mike tattoo while he's here.
That'd be
awesome. Maybe we can get Chris to do both.
Yeah, I brought enough.
Charles Geary, Joe Rosenbaum, both listening this morning. Both won tickets for K-Rock Night at Magic Mountain this Thursday. We got more you can win coming up. So Sharon and Ozzy are actually here in the building at K-Rock.
That's correct.
And they're going to be coming in after the news at 9.
Maybe.
That's correct, yes.
Maybe, maybe not.
What are you talking about?
Why do you say it like that, Rob? I'm just saying, don't count your Osbournes until they're hatched.
They're here, though.
But they're here. Right? They're ready to come in and be interviewed.
But they're, it's you two, though.
Yeah, I know.
If I was, even if I was in the building, I still may not actually come in the studio to talk to you.
Yeah, that's
you just go down to the
right.
Jack FM studio instead?
Yeah, whatever. I'll just stop by, have some coffee, and leave again. Wouldn't be beyond me.
8:55, Rob is here with our final showbiz beat of the day. What's going on?
I need Browse the intern to go start my car for me.
Why?
The Morrissey fans are threatening me.
Oh, no.
What now? You said happy birthday to Morrissey
apparently,
like they asked.
Apparently I made fun of him last time, and now it's not acceptable.
You did say he's not going to have a happy birthday.
He's an icon, yeah. Apparently. He is a genius, I am not allowed to make fun of him.
That's correct.
One Mr. Rhodes, suggesting... make fun of anyone else you want, but you cannot make fun of Morrissey.
You were wishing him a happy birthday. You just were suggesting that maybe he's not the guy who's got a lampshade on his head at a party somewhere today.
Maybe that wouldn't be pleasurable to him. Maybe he doesn't want to celebrate a happy birthday. Maybe he'd just like to have a, you know.
Okay, so it's too much.
Just a birthday.
Too hot a topic for you to handle.
That's right.
All right.
So, it's just Marcy's birthday, but don't expect me to mention it again.
Okay.
Speaking of hot topics.
Nicely done.
Thank you. How about this David Hasselhoff getting custody of his two children, huh?
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. It was a custody hearing in which the judge said, yes, Mr. Hasselhoff, you get full temporary custody of your two children, and then we'll have another custody hearing in 2 weeks. So what could she possibly have done? His ex-wife, what could she possibly have done to look like a favorable candidate for full custody than David Hasselhoff?
I heard a little something something. Around.
Yes.
Oh, did you?
What'd you hear? Well, thanks for sharing, Lisa May.
Well, I was going to tell you, and I can't verify it, but I heard there's a bench warrant out for her for a DUI.
Ooh,
really? So the law's looking for her.
She's in trouble.
But we can't verify that.
Can't
so.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So,
but that has to be something.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the lawyer stood up and said, "I object." Have you heard the tape? Yes, I have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Have you seen him try to eat a hamburger, Your Honor?
This is a mess.
Is there a topless video of her in Las Vegas trying to eat a hamburger? That's what I want
to
know.
I sure hope so. I'd rather see that than him. Somebody wrote in a very funny blurb on a website I saw that carried the videotape. Said, look, he sucks in his gut even while he's drunk eating a burger on the floor. The minute you put a camera on David Hasselhoff, he sucks in his gut.
Oh, really?
Very entertaining. Yeah.
And he did the Val Kilmer volleyball scene move from Top Gun where he reached for the burger and he flexed. He's like, I totally caught it.
See, some things are automatic even when you're
man,
pie-faced.
Oh.
Pie-eyed. Pie-eyed.
Yeah, I think
phrase.
That's what you meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pie-eyed.
You're thinking of Grey's Anatomy for a minute.
Oh, stop it.
Stop
would you?
It.
Oh,
Paula Abdul broke her nose over the weekend when she tripped over her chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Sorry, LaQuisha.
Wow.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, she said she claimed she was trying to avoid stepping on her dog when she tripped and fell and broke her nose. Was she handcuffed at the time? Or what? Exactly that happened.
You would think she'd put her hands out in front of her.
You would think.
To stop the fall.
But so we'll see what she looks like tonight on that
those,
show that she's on.
Those little chihuahuas, they can get caught up in the shag carpet or something. You can't even see them when you're walking.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That is true.
They make good slippers, though.
Is that right?
Once you skin them, you can leave their heads on the top. Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
Come on.
And it's Dancing with the Stars night tonight, too.
Woo! As well?
I think. I don't know anything about this show, but apparently... last night, each star performed two ballroom dances, and Apollo Ono did very well for himself.
Hey!
He scored 58 out of 60 possible points, followed by Joey Fatone, who only got 56 out of 60, and then 55 out of 60 for Leila Ali. So, Apollo Ono, the favorite to take it all.
I think it's like with American Idol, where they perform for the last time last night, and then there's a vote or something, and then tonight we find out who the winner is.
Well,
I think that's the way it works.
Tonight's the night.
Bean's our expert on Dancing with the Stars.
I haven't seen it, but that's what I understand.
Yeah.
And Lindsay... I was too busy watching The Bachelor to watch Dancing with the Stars last night.
Oh, my God.
And Lindsay Lohan and her boyfriend are out of control, according to the New York Post.
Oh.
They were both seen partying in Manhattan on Thursday night at several different bars in the area. And according to eyewitnesses, Lindsay was guzzling vodka straight from the bottle.
Well, it's hard to get it in a shot glass.
If I was Lindsay Lohan, I would go back to that damn rehab and...
ask for my money back.
I want my money back.
Hey, this did, don't you have some sort of guarantee? This did not work out for me. Look at me, I'm drinking out of a bottle. I've graduated from glasses to straight from the bottle. You people did not do your job.
You made me worse.
I'd be furious with that rehab if I was Lindsay Lohan.
That's a good point.
I'm backing you up, Lindsay. I'm on your side.
I don't think it's really
they them. Did not do you a solid, young lady.
I agree. If you go to a school and you know less when you walked
right,
out
exactly.
as you did when you walk in, it's school's yes. fault.
Like Kevin should get money back from college. Lindsay
right.
Lohan should get money back from her
How
rehab.
Dare you.
Absolutely.
Talk like you.
No.
No, it's Talk Like Yoda Day.
Talk Like Yoda Day, it is.
It is official Talk Like Yoda Day. Just want to let everyone know. I didn't forget.
It ought to be Talk Like Ozzy Day. Today's the day his album comes out. He's here at K-Rock. It should be Ozzy Day.
No, not so much.
Okay. All right.
Not always in the next room.
Oh, really? Mr. Voice Guy. Not so proud of his Ozzy impression now,
yeah.
all of a sudden.
Yeah,
huh? Interesting.
Now, all of a sudden, you don't
Wait,
do your
what?
Voices.
Yeah.
You're not doing your little funny
you
voices
your
anymore.
Stupid
you
stupid impression.
Oh, I guess now you want the autograph. You're not doing your comedy little
you
voices
throw,
anymore.
You are such a candy
Come on,
ass.
Psycho Mike. We all know you do all the voices around here.
Lisa, your impression of him.
Lisa, you and, me.
You and,
me.
You and
so
Ashton
terrible.
Kutcher.
That in my English
Dean
voice.
Jeffrey.
Slam.
Give me a little Weird Al with the Yoda.
I saw the little wimp sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda.
Sing it if you know it.
Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yoda.
Singing about me, he is.
Today's celebrity birthdays, as we mentioned, Morrissey.
Yes.
Was born today, 48 mm-hmm. years ago.
In all seriousness.
Correct. And Naomi Campbell, supermodel, 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
So Ozzy sits down, puts on the headphones, and goes, that's a good song. Ladies and gentlemen, special day here at K-Rock. Please welcome to the studio Mr. and Mrs. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
Joined us here at the World Famous K-Rock.
Morning.
Morning. I've never heard that word in years.
You haven't seen it.
I said, Ozzy, how are you? When I saw him in the hallway, and you said,
Tired.
Well, you had a big night last night. It's a big day today. The album's coming out, Black Rain. First new album in how long of all new material? I know you had the covers record.
Six years.
When
they told me that, I thought, what happens? How time flies when you're having fun. with cameras around your house and your wife gets cancer and all this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. It takes up time quickly, I imagine.
Now, we have so much we need to talk to you about, and we're going to talk about the record. We're going to talk about a lot of good stuff, but we need to take care of some business first thing, Ozzy, and that is Psycho Mike in the back of the room, the good-looking young gentleman right there. Mike, why don't you explain what we're doing here today?
Ozzy.
Yeah.
If it would be okay with you, I would like you to autograph my body, and there's a tattoo artist waiting in the studio next door, and he will tattoo your autograph onto my body.
What if you're silly enough to... I'll do it, but you've got to remember... A tattoo is not for today, it's for the rest of your life.
I understand that, but
I don't want you to really think, because I don't want you to say, God damn, that Ozzy Osbourne disfigured me.
No, you...
And it's
tell
not
him
a
about,
very good look autograph either.
Tell him about the behind the scenes.
Well, first off, as I said before, I'm the resident metalhead here at K-Rock, and your music has meant a lot to me. But besides that, I have a huge connection to you automatically, being that I'm a recovering alcoholic drug addict, so you and I share something automatically, as we do with other millions of people.
Look at that amazing.
That's right. but on top of that, ever since I was a little boy, I've always looked to you as an inspiration, because you've been very open about the fact that you are someone who is crippled with self-doubt a lot of times and has had self-esteem problems. Sharon has said many times that she's had to convince you to get out on stage, and that you've said that, you know,
Absolutely.
People aren't going to like me and things like that. And as a young kid, to me, that seemed insurmountable, and it seemed, you know, like a very formidable thing to overcome as a character flaw. But I could always look to you. I said, if this guy could play, you know, 80,000 person arenas and sell the millions and millions of copies of albums that he has, and he suffers from the same thing that I do, then I know everything will be okay, and I'm not alone. And I've, you know, kept you as kind of like a pillar of strength for me to go on and do things.
So where do you want the tattoo?
Well, I think that's up to you. As long as it's not in the face.
Oh, no, as long as you don't drop your pants, I'm fine.
Now, Ozzy, this can't be the first time someone has asked you to do this. I bet there are a lot of people out there with your signature, right?
Yeah.
Tattooed, yeah.
And a big figure next to it, and he's going, cash me in.
All right, he's going to take off his shirt, I think. You going to do it on your stomach?
Do you have a place where you want it, Mike?
Back?
Stomach might be good.
Like, stomach?
Red X my thug life.
You don't have thug life.
You don't have thug life, Mike.
No, you don't have a tattoo that says thug life.
Sharon, is this a treat for you? Mike is disrobing. Is that all right?
No. Oh, he has a fabulous body.
Yes.
How old are you?
Really?
I'm 28 years young.
Sweet boy.
He's posing over here, Bean.
Oh, yes.
I see that. He's flexing. Hey, Sharon, Ozzy's not going to live forever. Maybe you want to keep Mike in mind.
Stop it.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. No, hey, life's for the living. You got to move on.
Ozzy's citing his left shoulder.
And he's doing it really big.
He's writing quite big.
Quite big. No, Ozzy, that's no big.
Yes.
Oh, no,
he asked for it.
No, no, it's too big.
What do you want to spend the night with him or what?
No. That signature
is. Okay, now Mike's taking off his shirt.
It's up to you, man.
He's going to write another one now on his left chest.
Gives him choices.
I think we should tattoo them all.
Oh, stop it.
Just sleeve him with Ozzy.
With all Ozzy signatures.
He's just writing names on his chest.
He's writing Sharon's name.
Is he not writing? Is he writing your name now?
Yeah. Do not tattoo that.
That's awesome.
This is fantastic. Oh. All right, Mike.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Have this not done it.
All right. Very nice.
Oh, now you've gone mad.
He is off into the next room to get that tattooed.
Yeah,
for sure? Real. You think about
no, he
it,
wants it. He really I'm does, but maybe you want it someplace else.
I used to have girlfriends now at the moment.
We have Chris Stetzel from the White Lotus Tattoo in the next room who's going to put that on. Ozzy, Mike, you go ahead and step out and go get your tattoo on it.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Ozzy, because I did see you on Jimmy's show last night, and you talked about how you've been clean and sober now for more than 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that finally did the trick for you? It finally made you go, that's too much, it's enough, I've got to get clean.
Before, I would never remember how bad I felt and how bad everybody else around me was feeling. Because if you're living with a practicing alcoholic, it affects the whole family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just got up to the point where I thought, you know what, I'm not enjoying this. You know, I drink and get worse than I was before I was drinking, you know.
Right.
So I just, the first thing I quit was smoking. I don't know why. Then you all just... When, you know.
Nobody says I quit smoking, but I don't know why. Did you think?
No, it's like everything else. I used to get a kick out of smoking.
Right.
And it wasn't working. I was drinking. Right. Stops working, you know.
I see.
Because all I found out I was doing was self-medicating, and I would have done a lot of that.
And was it just painfully difficult to get to stop?
I've been trying to stop since my daughter Kelly was born. 23, 24 years ago.
Wow.
I've got the book on the best rehabs, and I've been to all these rehabs. But all a rehab is to teach you what's wrong with you. And when you come out of them, you'll never do it. That's how you never do it the same again. Because then now you know. You're drinking with the knowledge of why you're drinking. And it just spoils everything, you know. And slowly but surely, I got to this point where I thought, you know, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be goody two-shoes about it because I've said it so many times before and I've gone back to the booze. Right now, today, I live one day at a time and I'm not going to take a drink today.
Good for you. Congratulations. Sharon, was it for you, was it a point where something had to change? Was it getting so bad that it was impossible for you guys to live the life you wanted to live?
Yeah, definitely.
Were you just kind of used to it because that's the way it had been for so long?
No, it got to the point, I think, because our son was trying so hard to stay sober, mm-hmm. and it would break his heart when he'd come in and see his dad drunk, and that would break my heart mm-hmm. looking at my son, and it was just like, no, can't take it anymore, too old.
Your boy Jack just turned it around like no one I've ever seen in the public eye. He went from really a party dude to... a world-class athlete, it seems like, at this point. Isn't he climbing mountains and kickboxing and doing it all now,
he
right?
He is, and he's just... Yesterday he was in China. Today he's in Mongolia.
What's he doing there?
He was in China with the Shaolin monks.
No kidding.
And now he's in Mongolia, in the middle of nowhere, living with a family in a hut. Why?
Is he lost?
I don't know. No, why he's doing it, I have no idea.
He's always saying he's phone home, phone home.
But no, he's amazing. I mean, he turned himself around from a teenage couch potato that spent his days drinking beer, smoking pot, and doing video games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just...
He just doesn't do the video games.
He cut down on that, everything else. He can kick all of our asses now, though.
Don't even... Right? I mean, yeah. Unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
I bet he had no idea had those kinds of abilities.
No, because when he was at school, he was never into sports.
Yeah.
Never into sports. So it suddenly came from nowhere, and it's like, wow. Jack, who knew?
That was awesome.
So the MTV show where so many millions of people fell in love with your family, that is such a out-of-date snapshot now. You guys couldn't get a reality TV show today because you're all too boring, right?
Oh, way too boring. God.
Well, you probably still have the dogs that poop all over the place, though.
Of course.
But it's still there from when the TV show was going.
I don't doubt that.
Changed a few colors. Though.
Now, Ozzy, we need to take a break, but we have Black Rain standing by. The new CD, I Don't Want to Stop, is the song. You want to tell us a little bit about that before we take a break?
You know, it's a single enough, the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, play it, see what you think. It's a bit early in the morning for me. I mean.
No worries. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back with the new song from Ozzy, which is great. I've heard it already. It's fantastic. So we'll take a quick break.
Is that what's going on in the other room?
Yep.
That's the tattoo?
It's nice progress.
Torture room in there.
The Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock, that's the new Ozzy song, I Don't Want to Stop, from Black Rain, which comes out today. You're listening to Psycho Mike Get a Tattoo in the Other Room.
Of Ozzy's signature. Of course, if you're a WWE fan, you've already heard that song, I Don't Want to Stop. What was it like making an album sober, Ozzy? That must have been weird.
At first, I thought, how am I going to do it? Because I thought the alcohol and the pot and whatever would helping me have the inspiration to write it, but it wasn't a fact. I suddenly was there going, I can't do it. And I had to come to a decision to myself that if I can't do it without Eric, then I'm not going to do it. You know. But then someone said to me, ask people for help. If you can't express yourself, ask somebody that you can trust to help. And that's what I did. It wasn't a sole production and written thing by me. I mean, we all worked together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zach's incredible.
Yeah, Zach Wilde, yeah.
Mike Borden from Faith No More, he's great. I mean, and Belasco.
How do you ask people for help when you've done as much as you've done?
Well,
you know what I mean? It almost seems...
I have to because, you know, if it's... I've got to change something in myself to go get on my sober thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's really, really important to me right now. I mean, because I'm kind of enjoying being sober. Like, I used to like getting smacked.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do as much work on it as I should. But I don't know, I mean, it's kind of like, I woke up one morning a different person, you know. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I can't explain. Let's say it's a bottom, but every time before I'd get a bottom. And then I had one of these gatherings we have, say, my bottom's got a trapdoor, and I thought, oh yeah, that makes sense. But I don't know. It just worked for me.
Hey, don't question the magic. You know,
it's true.
Fred emails in. Hey dudes, the new guy you have on the show does the best Ozzy imitation I've ever heard. So congratulations on that.
That's actually Ozzy.
Oh, that is the real Ozzy.
Yes.
Sharon Osbourne is here, who, of course, those of us in the music business know is a force, a dynamic force in the entertainment business. You've been behind the scenes pulling strings for so many years, and you're back with a new Ozfest, Sharon. And you came up with an idea that I'm not sure Ozzy has signed off on yet. He's sold on the whole idea about giving the free tickets away.
Have you run that by him yet?
what's this all about, Sharon? Why are you doing it this way this year?
So many different reasons. Firstly, it's our 12th year. You try and keep things new. You try and keep things fresh, and it's very hard to do that. And secondly, all the bands, I'm talking as a producer here. You know, they want so much money. For some reason, when it comes to Ozfest, we're kind of penalized. They want more for playing Ozfest.
Ah.
And it's just been breaking us. The last 3 years has been just a nightmare. I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a band called Hell Yeah. So we wanted them, half Mad Vein and a guy from Pantera. Mm-hmm. We wanted them to do Ozfest. So they go, fine, we want 20 grand a show. Can't give you that. You're not worth it. They go to Family Values and get 5.5 grand. But for us, they want 20.
Wow.
It's like we're penalized every time. It's like, why? And it's like become like a two-headed monster because we can't earn enough to feed the monster.
Right.
Everybody wants more. And then we just say, you know what? 25 shows, fine. Who cares? One time, 25 shows. Nobody gets paid. Who cares? And Ozzy, I know. And it's like, you know what? Give back. And we kind of put the brakes on all the
but
agents,
how did you talk
the bands.
The bands, though. How did you talk Static X and Lamb of God and Hatebreed, some of these bands that have a following
you know,
that could charge? How did you do it?
Dude, Lamb of God, I have to hand it. The first band that came in were Lamb of God and unbelievable guys. They totally wanted to be a part of something that was free. They wanted to do it for their fans as we want to do it for ours. And they're like, yeah, we're in, and we can work on days that Ozfest isn't and earn money.
The thing is, it's free to get in, but you got to pay to get out.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize that. You have to buy a ticket to get out.
Yeah, and that's it. It's, but I have to stay. You know, and like Static X, they called. They're like, yeah, we're in. You know, we've played Ozfest.
I hope they'll stick to the words because we're going to look like a right load of lemons. My band, I'm there with an acoustic guitar and you got to...
Keep going, Ozzy. Keep going. We're waiting for a band to show. Another hour.
Yeah, just another hour.
Keep playing.
And it's but not, darling, it's not... 9 o'clock in the morning. We've got the whole day to get over that. You're on next. And then you're on next. And then you're on next again.
I want to make sure I understand here, Sharon. It's not too late. You can still go to ozfest.com, click on free tickets, and you can still get the tickets. They haven't actually started been distributing until June, right?
That's right. Yeah. We're not doing it until the beginning of June. So absolutely. We didn't want to do it too far out. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do it as near the shows as possible. So it's just a month away from when we start.
I gotcha. Now, Sharon is also on TV. She is on the NBC hit show called America's Got Talent, and it's got to be weird for you, especially this year, because everyone who knows you from that show wants to talk about David Hasselhoff, because you're sitting next to him all day, right?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's very funny.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
He's funny.
He is funny. He strikes me so...
I'd be kind of funny if I'd Baywatch and all them boobs running up and down.
That's a good point.
But now that you've gotten Ozzy sober, what are you going to do for Hasselhoff?
Hey, do you know what? He's a funny guy. He's a good guy. He's not my man, you know?
Not your responsibility.
No,
not her job.
That's true.
Yeah, his own life to take care of.
Why do you... This is the thing that fascinated me. I understand why Hasselhoff does a show like that or why Brandy was doing it and why Jerry Springer is doing it. But Sharon, you have an empire to run. I mean, why...
Yes, I'm glad you agree with that.
Thank you, Ozzy. Why is somebody like you even wasting your time with a show like this, Sharon?
Because I can't say the word, can I hear? Because I'll get into trouble.
Probably not.
Yeah.
What does it rhyme with?
It starts with an H.
H.
O.
Yes.
I'm a publicity.
Whore. You can say whore.
Can I say whore? Publicity.
We don't have sex in studio.
No. That's not what she's saying. That's not what she's talking about.
It feeds my ego. What can
I got you.
I can't lie.
She's so honest.
In other words, they asked you.
Hang on, 1 sec. Did my wife just say, I can't lie?
She did. She just said that.
She did
I
say
only
that.
Lie to you.
Is that true?
Yeah, true. I don't lie, but my husband.
Sharon, how's your... A lot of people who are fans of yours will want to know, how's your health? You still feel good? Still?
Because
you look great.
Thank you.
It's my health that's suffering now.
Well, we all know Sharon went through a bit of a scare in recent years, so you're doing okay now, though.
I think she's a good actress as well.
Is that it? Just an actress? She just wanted people to feel sorry for her?
No, poor thing. I felt like a paramedic after 9 months. I kept trying to take her to the hospital.
Yeah.
We've all thought, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, that God forbid you lose Sharon, because, Ozzy, you're dead within 30 minutes of her walking out the door. Because what's the point? You can't get up. You can't get dressed. She can't get out of the house.
No,
you're gone, mate.
I tell her what she does to me. She goes, what should I wear, though? And she goes, look, how old are you? Go into your dressing room and come. So, I said, but you know, son, you're better than me. Just do it. I got my arms off. It's time to do. So I'll go. Oh, I'll wear this. I'll come out of the dressing room. And she'll go, Ozzy, you aren't joking. You're not. You are not. Every time you're not walking down the street with me and them.
Well, clothes. Hold on, guys. First of all, this morning, it's like 7:45 in the morning, and Ozzy comes in and he goes, is this all right to wear this morning?
Right.
And he had one of his stage shirts on. And I'm like, no, we don't wear that at this time of the morning. And so it's like he's oblivious. Ozzy, as far as clothes go, he could, I think but, he's colorblind.
But
too.
Aren't all of his clothes black?
Yeah.
Ish.
Pretty much.
Black-ish.
How tough is that to match?
But it is. He comes, one day I'm at the hairdresser's. Ozzy comes to pick me up, and he's got this black top on that's kind of very loose and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And my hairdresser says to me, oh, Ozzy looks like Boy George today. And I look at him, and he's got one of my black night dresses on.
Nice.
It was hanging up
that's
with his T-shirt.
You didn't even know that?
No, I mean, idea.
Anything black gets in my wardrobe.
It had, it had three-quarter sleeves.
That's
and
fantastic.
It was cut. I'm like, what the hell are you doing
with your shirt?
But all right, listen. I'll bet he pulled it off, though.
He did.
He's one of the few people that can pull it off.
We have to take another little break. Can you guys stick around for one more? And do you mind if we include some phone calls for the both of you? Would that
absolutely
be okay with you?
Love to.
Okay.
Okay, great. Here's the deal. Ordinarily at this time, we open up the phones on any topic for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. But today, questions for Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne. Same phone number, though, same prize. 1-800-520-1067 is the question. Plus, apparently, Mike's tattoo is done. He'll come back in and reveal it to you. All of that straight ahead here on the World Famous K-Rock.
All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 9:45. Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne are here. Let's bring in Psycho Mike. I think the tattoo is done.
Fantastic.
Ozzy's signature.
Can't wait to see it.
Want to thank, once again, Chris Stencil, owner of the White Lotus Tattoo in Laguna Hills, whitelotustattoo.net. Call 949-768-5020. Let's see it. Ozzy's signature on Mike's body. He's been looking forward to this for a long time.
Is it your right chest or left
chest?
Right chest.
Oh,
look
wow.
That's actually much better than I thought.
Yeah,
it was.
Me too.
That's
not as big better. As I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Not I've
bad,
heard
right?
you say that before, Lisa May, unfortunately.
All right, let's try to squeeze in a few phone calls for our guests before they have to go. 1-800-520-1067. If you have a question for Sharon or for Ozzy, as usual, you get a prize today. It's a $50 gift certificate from Journeys in Westminster Mall and South Coast Plaza. They sell Docs, Creepers, and all the other rad shoes. Let's start with Mike in La Puente. I'm sure Ozzy has thought about this, but let's get his answer on the air. Hey, Mike, you're on with Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne. Go ahead on K-Rock.
What's up, Kevin Bean? What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Ozzy, Sharon, all I got to say is you guys rock. You guys are the best.
What's your question?
Wow. Well, Ozzy's Larry King all of a sudden.
Thank you. You okay, rock, too.
My first question is that should we expect, as fans, any more albums? And second question is,
he's coming out with one today. You already want more? Jeez, well, you're a tough crowd. It's in the stores today.
Well, in the future.
In the future.
It's not enough that you just delivered one.
Let me just consult my crystal ball.
Your crystal ball is to your left, by the way, and I think she's shaking her head yes.
I think Mike's wondering how long you want to continue to do this, Ozzy. Do you ever see a time where you might retire, if I can put the words in Mike's mouth?
I have tried retiring, but one of the discoveries I made was you've got to have something to retire to.
Right,
right.
Like if you always wanted to go, whatever, you know, sail around the world or whatever. But I'm not done. I can't really say it's my job doing what.
Right.
I do. Mind it, this time in the morning I could.
Sure. No, I can't see you playing golf all day every day. I mean, that doesn't sound like you. So
yeah,
you got to rock.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure you get this question a lot. Wesley in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning.
You're on with Sharon and Ozzy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know, like, if they do anything to support, like, you know, local bands in the cities, and if there's any ways that local bands can get onto the Ozfest, especially for free.
What do you think, Sharon? Is there a system set up for you to get some local bands in the cities you play Ozfest?
Yeah, there is. You've got to get in touch with Live Nation, and we're going to take a local band at each venue that we
Fantastic.
Go to.
I think that website is livenation.com.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
All right. Thank you, Wesley.
Let's go to Brian in Sherman Oaks. Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne in the studios of K-Rock. By the way, Ozzy's new album in stores today or available for download is called Black Rain, and ozfest.com. Yeah, is the site if you want to find out information how to get your free Ozfest tickets. The local date is going to be July 21st, and that's at Glen Helen. Hi, Brian. You're on with the Osbournes. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Sharon, Ozzy.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good
morning. Ozzy, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Sabbath touring with Dio?
Well, they got to do something. I mean, I have nothing good. I mean, didn't affect me either or anyway.
But you don't care?
Not really.
Folks who don't follow Fantastic. The music, Ronnie James Dio is the guy who replaced Ozzy when he left Black Sabbath. They're out on the road this summer, and I guess they're calling themselves, what, Heaven and Hell, I think is that the name they use out there?
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And I'm sure you share a lot of the same fans. They're probably going to go to both, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of their history. You know, Sabbath did have two hit records with Ronnie, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's part of their musical history, so more power to them. You know, what are they meant to do, sit at home and wait for Ozzy?
Right.
That's
right.
True. Let's talk yes. to Charlie.
Charlie in Huntington Beach, good morning.
Yeah, what's up? How's it going, Ozzy? How's it going, Sharon?
Fine. Good.
How you guys doing?
Fabulous.
Hey, first, tell you guys, I think you guys are great, and you know, I really look up to both you guys, and not just that you being the musical icons that you are, but just in the relationship that you guys have. And you know, I'm 39 years old, and I've just been in and out of relationships, and I've like let little things just tear up relationships. And I was just wondering, what is the main secret that keeps you guys together for all? You know, the trouble that you guys have gone through over the past 25 years or so that you've been married.
Great question. How do you guys do it?
She's
do you
looking
know,
at Ozzy.
No, I thought Ozzy was going to say something. He just went to say something, then stopped.
Well, he knows. He knows.
That's a secret. You just go, duh. And she waits for the answer every day.
Do you know what? Nothing is worth saving unless you've got love there. If you don't have love, it's not worth saving.
But if you do, a lot of people still run into trouble. Ozzy's playing his
Yeah, but violin. I don't know. I just think that yeah, people thing, give up so easy.
You know, I'm trying to find the person who wrote, and they all both lived happily ever after, because they're a liar.
Yeah.
Some days, me and Sharon look at each other and go, I married you. It's like the wildest emotional roller coaster ride. You can never get on. It's like we're still people that argue, you know.
No, you two. By the way, they told us during the stops that during the commercials that they have 16 dogs right now.
Well, then somebody needs to come and take those away from them because that's
How
dare you?
I'm just suggesting that's wrong. That's all I'm saying.
16 dogs.
Now you got okay. If that's the case, you got to be the one to go. Well, that one's got to go.
Oh yeah,
that one's
got to
go.
Well,
that
would be tough. Whichever one poops the most, gone.
No,
we all got a certain super glue on their butt.
No, we have corks.
That's quite a secret. Brian in Lomita. Good morning.
Hi, Ozzy.
Hi.
Just wondering with your current sobriety. And congratulations, by the way, how it might affect your relationship and friendship with Zach. I'm a big Zach fan, and I'm
you know
really
what?
Concerned with his behavior lately.
No, you know what? He does what he's got to do. He gets up and plays his gig. He's the longest guitar player. Yeah, I've worked with in my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
He's like family. I do get kind of cheesed off when it pissed off when he's getting loaded, but I don't have to stay in the room, you know. I just go. I mean, it's like watching somebody die, you know. I just don't like
yeah.
it. But so if it affects me, I can do one or two things: stay and get uncomfortable, or leave.
Right. Yeah. So you just learn to get along with whatever is happening, I guess.
Yeah,
strong man.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people can't be around anyone who's drinking or using in that situation, but you've licked it, man. That's good news.
No, I haven't licked it. On a daily basis, I haven't drunk so far.
And, good for you.
Because I've said all this before, and that somebody gets in that next week's National Enquirer,
right.
The Aussie's sobriety gone, and I'm lying on the floor with a
dog in your face.
With a hamburger, trying to jam a cheeseburger in your face.
Shirtless.
Yeah. Yes.
And looking like
a guy called Hasselhoff.
Well, listen, I know you guys got to go. You have a very busy schedule here on album release day. Psycho Mike, was it everything you ever dreamed it would be to meet your hero here this morning?
Honestly, everything and more. thank you so much, Ozzy, for letting me have that part of you for the rest of my life.
Would you like Sharon to touch you at all before she goes? Would you, are you asking for that, or is it just Ozzy?
No, I would quite enjoy touching before I leave.
I think you might.
Black Rain is a CD. It's in stores today. I Don't Want to Stop is the single that we played. Ozfest, you can go to ozfest.com and click on Get Free Tickets if you'd like. And Sharon's show, America's Got Talent, begins Tuesday, June 5th at 9 o'clock on NBC.
Let me thank our other guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including the band The Bravery, who hung around today just to meet the Osbournes, by the way. Their new album is in stores today as well, called The Sun and the Moon. They're very, very good. Also, thanks to our friend, producer Mark Burnett, for joining us. On the Lot is his new TV show that debuts tonight after American Idol on the Fox Network. And, guys, until next time we see you. Just have a great time and keep doing what you're doing. We love having you on K-Rock, man. It's really been a lot of fun for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Kat is next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock right after this.